This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Welcome to the FUBAR Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett. Let's kick this off with a track immediately, Joel.
FUBAR!
Let's bring me the horizon with Can You Feel My Heart?
Is that that was a plea to a doctor? Can you feel my heart? Because I honestly think I might be dead.
Did I tell you that I went into the doctors to have my heart checked and they told me that I had a slow heart?
Straight in, Joel Dommett. Not even an introduction to the show as to who he is. He's just. Did I tell you I went to the doctors and I think I might be a zombie?
Straight in with a story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Classic Dommett.
I tell you what, Dommett, we're going to introduce it first. This is The Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett. And Joel Dommett apparently has a small heart.
It's a normal size.
That would be awful went into the doctors and he went, "You've actually got a heart the size of a grape." Hang on, that is a grape. Why have you got a grape in your top pocket? Get out of my surgery. And next time, wear pants.
Oh, and it's unbelievable. They all worried quite a lot.
Why did you go into the doctors first of all?
Because I was on stage and I felt like I was having a heart attack.
So you went straight to the doctors?
No, I waited.
So you were on stage and went, "Sorry, guys, I know I'm supposed to be doing 20 minutes, but I'm going to have to go immediately to the doctors because I feel weird."
I was doing a bit. It went well.
Is this whole story to show off that you did a bit that went well?
No, the idea is that bits don't often go well, and when it do go well, my heart goes, "Oh my God, yeah. Joel, it went well."
We're not used to this. The rush of adrenaline you got from a bit going well was too much for your poor little grape heart.
Grape Heart, that's an incredible name for an album.
That's one of my fake-out band names, actually. I need to change that.
So, yeah, they all worried. I went to the doctors the next day. I didn't go that night.
So where was the gig?
The gig was in East Grinstead.
Oh, yeah. They can get a bit of a rush. Home of Scientology in the UK.
Yeah, I mentioned that. Didn't go down well.
No, because every comedian who goes to East Grinstead mentions
Classic.
It. I was told never to mention it in East Grinstead. Also, the Scientologists get a little bit.
They get a little bit.
In fact, they're lovely.
Love it.
Love the science. I've listened back to some of these shows, Joel.
Really?
I do interrupt your stories on a regular basis. Like, it takes us 3 hours to get through one Joel Dommett story because it's me going, "That's reminding me of something stupid I want to say about you being a dick."
I think it's lovely.
Thanks, mate.
I think it's a team effort.
But I'm going to let you go through this whole story about your poor tiny heart.
It's going to be my grape heart.
Yeah.
It's not really a story. I mean, it was just, I wasn't even planning on saying this story, Ed. You just started up the top.
But these are the best stories, the ones that come out organically.
Thank you.
It's linked to the song, Can You Feel My Heart?
Yeah.
You've got a slow or small heart. I can't remember which one it
slow.
Is.
Slow.
No, but I imagine now that you've had a heart transplant and they've used a little bat's heart.
And I wondered why I kept on hanging upside down when I wanted to sleep. So I went in the next day, got a new doctor because I hadn't had one in London. I've lived in London for 8 years, been still. Whenever,
you've never been to the doctor?
Well, every time I've felt like I needed to go to the doctor, I've just gone back to Bristol.
Right. And you went all the way to Bristol?
Yeah. Just so takes a while.
Yeah, there's not been an emergency.
Nah,
no.
It's been all right.
Yeah, okay.
It's been okay. Once I got something in my eye and I had to go to the emergency room.
In Bristol?
Yeah, no, I went into the London one.
Right,
but I went to the emergency room. And then
you
it's that point
lost.
Where there's like people, like, it was a Friday night. And so there's just people like drunk and bleeding stabbings and stuff. And I was like, "I've got something in my eye.
Excuse me.
I've just got a little something." "I've got a little something in my eye.
Oh, hang on, it's a tear." I was watching a very sad film. I was watching Ghost.
I was watching The Notebook and then suddenly I got something in my eye.
"Excuse me, sir. I know you've got a snooker cue through your kidney, but there is a cue system."
"Oh my God, get this guy in immediately. He's got a heart the size of a grape." So I went in to get my heart checked the day after because I was like, "Oh, it's." I said to my girlfriend, "My God," I was like, I felt like I was having a heart attack on stage when I got a round of applause.
Well, you would, mate.
And yeah, it's not.
Was it palpitations?
It was just sharp pain.
Oh no, that's not good.
Sharp pain.
That is not good.
Like a sort of a javelin to the heart.
So you know exactly how that feels.
Yeah. I've watched 999. I remember that story.
Yeah, that reenactment.
It's great. I loved 999 so much.
Michael Burke, the perfect voiceover guy.
Oh, great. Just mix a show that's like he does the news at the time, did the news, and then put him on a show that's about just real people news.
What do you think the news is? It's just, if not real people, do you think the news is a play?
It's, well, it's about people that we don't know, isn't it?
Oh, it's about, you mean it's about people from other countries?
Yeah, other countries. So.
So it doesn't matter. But once you get Burke reading out about English people's problems, then it really hits home.
Do you think the news should only be about your country?
No.
No, nor do I. There's one on a track.
We've still not heard about your heart. We're throwing forward. We'll be hearing more about Joel's heart later on. Also more about Joel's xenophobia. We've got new features this week. We've culled a lot of the old features. Oh. They were good while they've lasted, but we're not going to let them get stale. I've got some brilliant feature suggestions. We've still got I Beg Your Pardon. We've still got Fake Out, but we've got some brilliant features, one of which is called Call Joel's Mum. I don't even know what that's going to be about. And today we're talking about festival survival tips, and we've got some of your festival survival tips.
We've got lots of tweets to get through. Get in touch if you've got any specific festival survival tips for Ed, who's going to Sonosphere this weekend.
Well, you can, but this is a pre-record.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get in contact with festival survival tips, but by the time this goes out, I will already be at Sonosphere Festival.
Yeah.
So let me know.
Yeah.
Get in contact then, and we'll read them out the next week.
And if Ed dies at Sonosphere, it's because you didn't give him any tips,
yeah, exactly.
And we didn't record this show before
if I
he went
on the Thursday. Day. It's your fault.
This is Mastodon.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
That was Mastodon.
Yes, High Road. Mastodon.
Can I say it like that?
No, Mastodon.
Mastodon.
No, it's very important you get this band's name right. That is from their new album, Once More Around the Sun, High Road.
Once More Around the Sun?
They are one of my favourite bands of all time. They're fucking incredible.
Yeah.
If you listen to their first album, as compared to that album, which came out this week, I think, as you're hearing this.
Almost feels like we're current.
Yeah, it almost feels like we're a proper radio duo.
We're so... I mean, I know, you know, referencing it.
Yeah.
It's making it less professional. But we are so professional today.
But they sound like almost two completely different bands. They're still within the metal genre, but they've just organically changed so much. But if you listen to every album in between, there's just you can see a journey they've gone on.
Mm.
And it's absolutely marvellous, Joel.
I like a journey. For instance, 100 Reasons.
Yeah.
Right? When their first album came out,
they're playing Sonosphere.
Amazing. Really?
They're playing their first album in full.
Oh my
Sonosphere.
Gosh, I would love that.
They're playing Ideas Above Our Station in full.
One of my favourite albums.
Well, I'm going to see it in full, mate.
Mate, I'm jealous.
I won't be at Sonosphere if this goes out the week before I go to Sonosphere, so...
Yeah.
I don't think we should get bogged down in pre-records and when things are going out. Let's just live in the moment,
Let's
Joel.
Just enjoy now.
Just listen to it, chill out, relax.
Just enjoy the now, which is, of course, something that I learnt from the Scientologists in East Grinstead.
But here's what I think we should do. I think that's really interesting about Mastodon, about how different they are now to where they were at the beginning of their careers. Here's an idea for a new feature, and we've got loads of new feature ideas that we're going to run through throughout the show. Right, I think we should drip feed people with all of these ideas.
Drip feed.
Drip feed,
yeah,
right?
I like that, yeah.
But here's an idea.
Intravenously.
This isn't like a comedy wacky one.
Okay.
This is more of a muso one.
Nice.
Because I'm a bit up my own arse when it comes to music. So Joel just nods sagely there. Ed, you're not. You're just enthusiastic. He's like, no, you're a complete tosser.
You're great.
Thanks, mate.
You really pull me along throughout this show.
Thanks, Jim.
You know, without you, this show would be Mastodons and Bring Me the Horizons.
You wouldn't have heard of Mastodon if I'd not played that. What about a back-to-back... Back-to-back tracks?
Like we do the entire radio show back-to-back.
No.
Like physically.
Like we're in some sort of mythical battle.
Yeah.
Like we've both got swords and we're just protecting each other. That is the feature, Joel, you're right. Next week we are going to do this entire show completely back-to-back. Me and Joel will never look each other in the face for the rest of this show.
And or just constantly in the Charlie's Angels pose.
Yeah, exactly.
And then our producer will be like squat down next to us because then...
Yeah, Amanda, do you mind doing squatting?
Do you mind squatting down? I can't remember which one was the squatter. Was it Was it?
Who was, is she even there, Amanda? Oh no, there she is. I thought she was squatting down behind the window.
She was getting
already doing it.
She's like getting into a role.
Well, they don't actually have toilets at FUBAR, so one needs to squat to relieve yourself of previously drunk liquids.
She's getting ready for Sonosphere.
So here's the feature idea. This is the Muso bit, right?
Like it.
Back-to-back tracks.
Yep.
Same band.
Yep.
But one track from the beginning of their career.
Like it.
And one track from a more recent album. Mm. And we can see how they've changed. Like, we could do it with Metallica. We could do it with Deftones.
I like that.
We could to see the way bands have evolved. I think that'd be an interesting thing to do.
I think it's very interesting, Ed. And you know what? It's in.
Hang on. Well, you're not the arbiter of that. I mean, I've decided that it's going in, so it's going in.
But it wouldn't go in without me going, it's in.
All right, you've rubber stamped it.
There we go.
I'm happy with that.
It's in.
I am happy with that, mate. We've had lots of people getting in contact with festival survival tips. That's what I want to talk, because I'm going to Sonosphere.
So it's very exciting.
That's really exciting.
Take me through who's playing at Sonosphere.
Right, I'm going to take you through the headliners.
Okay,
first
please
of all.
Do.
I'm hyped. I'm so excited. Right. Friday night. But I'm going to get there on the Thursday, all right?
Oh,
I'm doing
hardcore.
The full weekend.
Oh,
mate.
My gosh.
Right. Friday night headliner, The Prodigy.
Good.
Great headliner.
Seen them live before, they were great.
But sub-headliner is Limp Bizkit.
Wow.
On the Friday. So
I mean, that's such a great combination.
Oh, man, I'm going to have a couple of wines and I'm just going to kick back and enjoy the evening.
Oh, mate.
And the next night, headliner, Iron Maiden.
I mean, you're a fan of all of these people.
Right, Joel, we need to sort you out. We need to educate you about Maiden.
Okay.
You wouldn't know any of the music you know these days if it wasn't for Iron Maiden.
Wow.
This is another
Educate
one of my
me.
New features. It's
Take me
up.
To the hills.
This is my new feature called My Fair Joel, where I educate you about the history of heavy metal. We're going to start that next week. I'm going to play you tracks from the beginning. So basically, probably next week, I'll play you some Black Sabbath and really educate you on the roots of heavy metal.
Okay.
And then we're going to take you through history. We're going to take you through genres. And by the end of our stint on this rock show, I'm anticipating doing shows with you for at least four to 5 years.
Oh,
you
thanks,
are going to know everything about metal.
I'm so excited.
You better be.
You know what, Ed?
What?
It's in.
Rubber stamped. I think Deftones are playing on the Saturday as well. Anyway,
amazing.
I'm looking forward to that. And Metallica are headlining on the Sunday. And Alice in Chains are playing. But there's loads of bands I'm excited about. Ghost, Mastodon are playing.
Gojira.
Baby Metal. Do you know anything about Baby Metal?
No, what's Baby Metal?
Baby Metal is a Japanese band. It's three girls. I think one's 11, one's 14, and one's 16.
What?
I think. And essentially they sing like J-pop, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like that's one song, they just do that. Over a really heavy
track.
Was that
the accent?
No, but that's the way they sing it. I mean, don't accuse me of being racist,
I'm not,
Joel. Very accurate impression of a small Japanese girl.
They sound like lasers in 80s movies.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what they sound like, Joel. Thank you very much. racist lasers. I'm just really excited. And I'll be tweeting from Sonosphere.
Yes.
Until my phone runs out of battery on Thursday night.
You always anticipate tweeting at festivals, and then you get to a festival and you realise everyone's trying to tweet, and so subsequently nobody can tweet.
And there's no reception.
No reception. Because it's like a field, which usually the rest of the year has nobody in it.
Exactly.
And then suddenly for a weekend has a million people in it, and they're all trying to tweet going, I'm in a field.
I don't know what I'd tweet anyway. You go, just had some horrible food, lol.
Just had a beer, cost me a tenner, wacky.
So we've had some tweets in.
I haven't used the word, don't I? You know when you find a word in your brain and you have no idea where you found it from?
Wacky, what drawer did that come out of? In Joel's brain file of facts.
I was like, oh, going through the Rolodex going, which word? Oh, but I started from the end, from the W's.
Yeah, and no wonder wacky was in there. If you're still using a Rolodex in your brain, it's going to be words that you've not used in a while, 80s words.
No, I should really update it and put my contacts across to my iPhone.
All that's in your mind, Rolodex, is references to 80s films.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
PDT tweeted in, say his festival tip is stay in a bed and breakfast. Stay in a bed and breakfast.
And breakfast yourself.
Stay in a bed and breakfast and wear a catheter. Brackets, I've never been to a festival. Wow. So not a great tip there from PDT, but I think that's probably quite a good tip of staying in a bed and breakfast.
Yeah,
but that's not what we're after.
Wacky.
Carpet Martin said toilet tent. One empty tent with your nan's commode, bin bags and Febreze. Maybe pop a yucca plant in there for ambience. So what Carpet Martin's suggesting is taking an entirely new tent to shit in.
I can't decide whether this isn't a great idea or a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Well, is that toilet going to be any worse than the toilets which they are supplying?
At least the toilets they're supplying are toilets and not a bag.
But then you get rid of the bag, fling it over the fence.
What fence?
I assume there's fences.
So you just find a fence and fling it over?
Fling it over.
So as long as it's over a fence,
it doesn't matter what's on the other side of the fence.
Exactly.
You could be thrown over to the VIP area. Because then right. Just do it.
Let's get this down. Joel's festival survival tip is shit in a bag and throw it over a fence.
It's a great survival. Someone said to me the Pringles tube thing.
What's that?
Where you get a Pringles tube, you put a bag in it, shit in the Pringles tube, and then you tie it up.
I suppose it pops over the anus quite nicely.
Yeah.
You can make a seal round the... I mean, I don't mean like a... You don't want to make a seal around your anus.
No, no. They famously don't like anuses.
Yeah, they do not swallow shit. They will just balance that on their nose.
No. Exactly. But they do clap you afterwards. So.
Russ, this is poo-based again. Russ Haynes...
Poo-bar!
Welcome to Poo-bar Radio. Russ Haynes says, don't poo. Hold it in and wait till you get home.
When I was... My
poos don't work like that, I'm sorry.
Really, did they not? No. I mean, I don't want to go into depth.
I can't hold them in for that.
You can't.
No.
When I was... my first ever holiday...
You thought you were going to say your first ever poo.
It was about a month and a half to go. Yeah. And
I remember my first ever poo.
It was huge.
It was absolutely massive. Been holding it in for 27 years.
When it came out, it was an exact replica of me.
Like a mould of the inside of you. That would be fucking amazing, wouldn't it?
It's like a brown Madame Tussauds.
It's like an internal fossil.
So when I went to my first ever holiday, I hated going out away from my house.
Right.
I could only do it in my house.
Right.
And so I couldn't sleep away from home.
Right.
And I couldn't defecate.
Yeah. Joel, we've already said shit. We've said poo.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it back.
Yeah. All right. Defecate.
Defecate.
Lunch evacuation.
That's a great name for it.
Thanks, mate.
They should call it now the lunch evacuation tent, the guys' little tent. Right, so my first ever holiday was to Ilfracombe with a school trip, and we went for 10 days.
Right, that's a long time to go to. What is there to do in Ilfracombe that you can do for 10 days?
We went on the rock, we went on the rocky beach.
You went on the rock, you went for a shit on Dwayne Johnson.
Let me tell you this now.
Went for a piss on Rowdy Roddy Piper. Spunked in the Undertaker's eye.
I was literally going to say the same thing, but I was going to put Bret the Hitman Hart.
That's fine.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's fine.
So went for 10 days.
Yeah.
Didn't shit for 10 days.
Wowzers. And were you eating properly? You were eating full meals?
Yeah, eating normals. I think that's why I've got a slow heart.
Just because you needed the slow heart, you need to be completely zen to push that mother out.
I can't really remember like doing it when I got home.
You just blacked out.
I think I just woke up on the bathroom floor.
Just split your anus.
I kept on sending. We were sending letters. I remember like every 2 days or something, we'd send letters to our parents.
Yeah,
and.
Hang on, you're only away for 10 days and every 2 days you sent a letter to your parents?
Yeah.
But how long, those letters must have taken about 5 days to get there.
But then they'd get them in, you know.
Yeah, and they'd get them when you got back.
That's what I don't get about postcards. I don't do postcards.
No, there's no point. Because they only arrive when you get back.
People are like, send me a postcard. I'm like, I'll send you a text, mate.
Yeah, I'll send you a text. I'll talk to you on Skype. I'll tell you what's been going on.
There's no point in a postcard. I could take a photo myself.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe
idiots.
Postcards made sense when... people were having to get the boat to places, and basically when people took as long to get back as their postcards.
Yeah.
I like the idea that every postcard you sent, the writing was getting more and more like spidery and like weak, because all you could do, all your strength was dedicated to holding in that shit.
Just like, just shit was just coming out of my fingernails. Just like splotted
so
all over.
So you're just writing with your finger, just it's just all coming out your pores. Just looks like a melting muffin.
10 days I went.
Yeah.
10 days. And when my mum still got letters, those letters that I sent, because I was like, probably like, I'm going to say like nine.
Nine, right, okay.
And the letters...
You held in a shit for more days than years you were old.
Yeah.
It's not right, mate.
Yeah, I mean, I probably should have learned by that point that I'm allowed to shit outside of my comfort of my own home.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I, so yeah, all the letters basically talked about which bunk I was on.
Right.
Constantly just like, oh, I've got the top bunk.
Yeah.
Like every letter.
You, knowing what state your bowels are in, you should not have been allowed the top bunk. That is asking for trouble.
It'd be like a filter coffee.
Yeah. Absolutely awful. What's seeping through that bunk? Oh, Joel's had a dream where he's at home on the toilet.
Oh, God.
I tell you what, just to limit it to this section before we have another track, I once needed a shit so badly when I was at my friend Freddie Mansfield's house. And bear in mind, he lived next door to me.
Yeah.
We were on top of his shed. He had a big shed garage thing. And we were on top of it. We used to hang out on the roof.
Classic.
And it was literally a 1 second walk to get to my house. I was so desperate for a shit, I hung my ass over the edge of the shed and did a shit off the side of his shed and wiped my ass with leaves.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Well done, Ed. We'll come back for more shitty stories.
FUBAR!
It was Billy Talent. On FUBAR Radio, The Rock Show, Joel Dommett and Ed Gamble.
I've literally just this second finished a carrot.
How was it?
It was, it was a carrot.
I love a carrot.
I had a particularly good carrot the other day, can you?
I think you can.
Can you?
My mum started growing carrots in a garden and you know what? They really taste like carrots.
Well, that's good.
More so, because I eat a carrot baton, I'd say, you know, daily.
Yeah, but these are highly refrigerated.
Exactly.
You're not going to get a full carrot taste if it's highly refrigerated. I want to eat this carrot so bad, but I'm not going to because I'm a professional, so I'm going to put it on top of this coffee cup.
Put it on top of the coffee cup and we'll talk about it instead.
This is the least rock and roll thing. Me and Joel are literally stood here. In the breaks during the songs, we talk about going to the gym.
Yeah.
Right? And now we're eating carrots. It's pathetic.
We should be doing heroin and, like, fucking chicks.
Yeah, we should be smacking each other off our tits with syringes.
Yeah, well, you are, because you got diabetes.
Yeah, but that's just sensible. I have to do that.
Right? It's so un-rock and roll of you, Ed. You should just like miss a few.
I should die in 2 days.
Is that how long it would take?
It'd take a few days. If I just didn't take insulin, it would take because some background insulin, yeah, it'd take 3-4 days to go into a coma anyway.
Oh my god.
Yeah, pretty cool, hey lady.
My festival survival tip is
insulin.
That's it.
That is a great festival survival
pop
tip,
that
mate.
Down on the list, mate.
I will. There you go. That's down. Insulin. Breathe in and out. I've got loads. I've written a few, actually. A few festival survival tips.
Go.
Take condoms.
Wow.
To keep your snacks dry. And if you use flavours...
Is that what you call your penis, your snack?
Yeah.
Anyone want a munch of my snack?
Do you want to meet snacks? He's a good little boy.
It's my frazzles.
If you use flavoured condoms as well,
yeah,
you get the combinations right. Because if you pop a load of pistachios in a strawberry condom, hello. Perfect snack.
There we go. It's a taste of strawberries and of nuts.
Another tip, be fat.
Make sure that it's like, you know, new condoms because you want to make it sure it tastes of the right kind of nuts.
Yeah. Be fat.
Be fat?
Yeah, as a man who's been... to a festival as a fat man and now a less fat man.
Yeah.
It was much better. I could just sleep on the floor.
Oh, really?
Because I just had a duvet.
Is it just comfier being fat?
So much more comfy.
Really?
Yeah.
This is something I've never even thought about before.
My girlfriend way preferred it as well.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Now she's just like, oh, it's so knobbly. Just like, what's that bone? I can't lie on that.
That's so interesting.
She hates it, mate.
You were so comfy. You were like a waterbed.
Yeah. Imagine putting your head on old Ed, right? Imagine resting your head on old Ed's stomach.
I think about it all too many.
Lovely. Now try and...
So much.
She's like, what? You're so spiky.
Yeah.
She hates it.
That's really interesting.
Take a bottle of water.
Yep.
Right? Take bottles of water and you can drink them. And then if that's all you're drinking, you can then fill if you need a wee into the water bottle, and that will fill it up perfectly. And then throw it at a band you don't like.
That's actually a really good call.
Yeah.
I threw a bottle of piss at Daphne and Celeste.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it Reading?
Yeah.
But I saw them at Leeds that year.
But it wasn't my piss. Someone gave it to me and then I threw it.
Well, then you've got to throw that. Well, why don't you chuck it over the fence? We've established that there is a magical fence at a festival where you can throw any sort of effluvia and it just disappears. It goes into Narnia.
Technically, the sort of the little barrier at the front, that's technically a fence.
So, but you wouldn't throw a bag of shit as a band, would you?
Well, I mean, some people do.
Sorry, a Pringle tube with a really long shit in it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just going to... But throw the smaller ones, like the small ones that you get in bars.
Yeah.
You know, just throw it so you can get a really good throw on it.
That is the one scenario where when you pop, you will immediately stop.
Yeah. I mean, that'll put you off Pringles for life.
You should change the tube so it says, when you poop, you can't scoop. Doesn't make sense.
Once you plop, you can't stop.
Oh, much better.
Come on!
Oh, you are on good form today, man.
I feel great today, Ed.
We've got some festival survival tips coming in on the Facebook. When I say on the Facebook, that would suggest that the Rock Show has its own Facebook. It does not. This is literally on
personal.
My Facebook.
Yeah.
This is on my Facebook fan page. Mark Myers says, this is quite a good tip.
Pop that in there. You've got a fan page.
I'm not sneaky enough to... Yeah, I've got a fan page on Facebook, guys. I never update it. Mark Myers says, carry a rolled-up high-vis waistcoat in your rucksack. Put it on whenever you need to get to the front of any queue and walk with an appropriate attitude of a man only doing the job because Job Centre Plus told him they would stop his benefits if he didn't take it.
That's great.
But I think wearing a high-vis jacket, apart from the dig at people without unemployment... without employment, I think the high-vis jacket thing is great.
I mean, you can get away with so much wearing a high-vis jacket.
Yeah, but I think he's right. It's the appropriate attitude as
Yeah,
well.
You've got to do it with the swagger of, like, I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I'm not... I mean, that's how I got my job at FUBAR.
Yeah, no, Joel's not me. He just walked in a high-vis jacket.
And suddenly I'm presenting a bloody station, mate.
John Robbins, excellent comedian.
Excellent.
Comedian, been to festivals before,
I went to school with him.
Did you?
Yeah, mate.
Did you?
Yeah, went to school with him.
Did you get on?
I was always afraid of him.
Yeah.
Still afraid of him.
I'm quite afraid of him.
He's got a way about him that he's brilliant, and just a way about him that's like, I'm really good at life.
Yeah, he's very good at comedy. A packet of moist wipes will solve 3 of your festival problems. Are you trying to count which ones they'd be?
Yeah.
Right, let's hear them, Joel. What do you think they are?
So you got 3 wipes.
3 wipes.
Sometimes you get dirty shins.
Okay, so, all right. Dirty shins, I'm going to write that
down.
Dirty
shins, because you wear trainers and then the sort of the mud splatters up from the floor.
If you're wearing shorts.
Sorry. Yeah, wearing shorts. I always find the back of my neck gets really dirty, but I don't really know why.
Dirty shins, dirty back of neck.
And then to clean away the tears at the end because you don't want it to end.
Yeah, so that's your... I mean, it'll solve 3 of your problems.
I feel like maybe I've got more problems than everyone else.
Probably be shitting.
That's actually one. But I mean, I can hold it in for 10 days, so...
Showering, I guess.
Yeah.
And just, like, crotch... Washing the old crotch.
Watching the old, crotch.
That's and the tears.
Yeah, just...
Penile tears.
That's good. Does it really work, though?
What... Moist wipes.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, I wouldn't say you can live your life like that. You can't replace them with showers indefinitely.
Oh, that's a shame.
But it's definitely a good thing to do over the 3 days you're at a festival.
Okay.
I'll be taking... I mean, that's a good tip. I'm going to write that down.
That is a good tip from John Robbins.
I'm going to write that down in my tips, because the other ones I wrote down were, when you put up your tent, make sure you stay in a hotel. That was another one of my tips.
I like that. Just pop it up and be like, guys, can't wait for this festival. They just don't come back.
Yeah, exactly. Or just put up a tent in your travel lodge family room.
Yeah.
You know, those big rooms that make no sense.
Just feel like you're getting in the spirit of things. That's a good tip from John Robbins, who played Smike in the school play Nicholas Nickleby.
It's good to plug that shit. Let's do it. Let's do a band fake out, actually.
Let's do a band fake out, mate.
One of our regular features that has survived the cull.
Oh,
Joel,
my gosh.
We have a jingle for this, don't we?
We do, actually. We do. It's absolutely incredible. Ready for it?
Yeah.
We give you 3 names, 2 are fake.
Two.
We give you 3 names, 2 are fake.
Fake out!
So right, the jingle's wrong. The jingle's wrong. We've gone
Joel's
through that many times.
Three band names. Two of them are real. One of them is fake. Let's hear it, Joel. I'm going to have to guess which one. Just to let you know, the scoring's on it. I think Joel's won one once.
Yes.
And I've got all of mine right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, let's hear it.
You're like Federer and I'm like Murray right now.
Yeah.
Just a little tennis reference.
Ooh, chocolate, cheese.
Okay, right. I've got three to do today, Ed.
Nice.
Very excited.
Lovely work.
Okay, right. I'm going to go for these three. Okay, here
Let's hear it. Band fake out.
Band fake out. Clotted symmetric sexual organ.
I mean, that, I don't know what that would be. That is insane.
Clotted symmetric.
But I don't know if you
organ.
Know all of those words to make that up.
Bear in mind that I did work in a cheese shop, so clotted cream is actually, we sold that on the side.
Did you? In the cheese shop?
Yeah, yeah. It's just all sort of dairy,
nothing,
in it.
Nothing beats a bit of cheddar piled high with clotted cream.
Like, how can I add to this amount of dairy?
Yeah.
More dairy. Yeah, and then just drizzle a bit of milk on top.
And then just pop it on a milkshake.
Yeah, it's great.
With an ice cream scoop.
Next one.
Yeah.
Worm. I can't even say it. Wormwood regrets.
Wormwood regrets. And is wormwood one word?
It's two words.
Wormwood regrets.
Wormwood right. regrets.
Okay, next one.
Maggot pigs on Tuesday.
Maggot pigs. I mean, I hope that's a band. What? I don't know why the maggot pigs would be doing anything different on a Tuesday as they would be the rest of the week.
Yeah, it's sort of the night off of comedians, really.
Yeah.
It's the sort of the least comedy sort of involved
a
evening.
Tuesday, yeah. So yeah. Everyone just goes and hangs out with the maggot pigs.
Yeah. So they've sort of done that.
Tuesday. I think that's the fake one.
So we've got clotted symmetric sexual organ, yeah. Wormwood regrets, and maggot pigs on Tuesday.
No, hang on, I'm going to change my mind.
Remember, Ed, you have only...
I'm going to stick with it. Maggot pigs on Tuesday is fake.
Maggot pigs on Tuesday is real. Wormwood regrets is
no!
fake. Yes! Come on!
On that bombshell, I'm going to have to recover. Let's put some music on.
This is Hacktivist. FUBAR! That was Hacktivist with self-titled Hacktivist.
Yeah, Hacktivist. I believe it's from an EP called Hacktivist.
Well, you know what? If you're going to keep it constant, might as well do it.
Yeah, exactly. Just call everything Hacktivist.
Yeah.
They're all called, all the members are called Hacktivist as well.
What's your name? Well, on bass, we've got Hacktivist.
On Hacktivist, we've got Hacktivist. Just replace every word with Hacktivist. Anyway, we're going insane. We've got a caller.
It's very exciting. We have Rob on the line. Hello, Rob.
Hiya.
Hello, mate.
It's Rob, friend of the show, a.k.a. Lady Stardust on Twitter. How are you today, Rob?
I'm all right, thank you.
What are you up to?
I'm in London.
You're in London? You're in the big
mate.
Smoke, are you?
Yeah.
How are you enjoying
my
that?
School.
Oh, with your school? You're on a school trip?
Yeah.
What's the school trip for?
Is it, you, have you
it's for drama. Off? We're going to go to Planet Hollywood for food, and then we're going to go and watch The Lion King.
Right. Oh, nice.
Can I just say, Rob, it doesn't count as a drama trip if you go to Planet Hollywood. Why are you going to Planet Hollywood?
To eat.
No, I know to eat, but, you know, London's like the food capital of the world and Planet Hollywood is basically, like, they may as well cook a shoe.
Well,
yeah,
I
but it'd be
that,
the shoe of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's amazing, but I said it's overrated and expensive.
I mean, it's not overrated. Everyone thinks it's horrible. It's perfectly rated.
Not the people from the north, Ed.
I know the people from the north probably think it's, swanky. Swanky place. Yeah. You go in there, they don't give you coal as a starter.
Sounds slightly Indian then, Ed.
Yes, well, I'm sorry. The north has a very diverse population.
last time I went on a school trip, I didn't shit for 10 days, Rob.
What's the longest you've gone without having a shit, Rob?
About an hour.
Just constantly flows out of Rob.
How many shits do you do a day?
It's normally about two.
You do two a day? What size are the stools? are we talking pellets? Are we talking sausages?
Normal ones, normal sizes.
Yeah, but what's normal size? If you're doing two a day, I want to know if you're doing rabbit spray or cigars.
Right, you know, did you ever watch You Are What You Eat?
Yeah.
Right, well, you know that
you don't eat them, do you? What colour? What, are we talking a nutty conker brown?
Brown.
Conker brown? Not brown.
Not brown.
Yeah, like, no.
You just said brown. Brown. Is that, it's like, brown? No, mine are neon.
The white, like the Hollywood sign.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I watched some of... Rob's a rapper.
You're a rapper?
I'm a rapper.
Oh.
I watched some of your rap, and I liked it very much. I thought it was... I mean, I don't know a lot about rap, hence I'm doing a rock show, but I thought it was of a high quality. The only thing I thought is you look like you were being a little bit mean, and I know you. I've talked to you on many different radio shows. And you're
well,
nice.
I'm an actor as well.
Oh right, and you're acting a bit mean. You could, but I think you can afford to be a bit smilier. There's no rappers who are nice and smiley.
Yeah,
so I think that could be your niche.
Well, thank you. I think I might take that on board.
Where can people check out some of your mean rap?
Well, I've only got one video at the minute, and that's on YouTube. If you put in Hypop TV RJ.
Everyone will be doing that, mate. They're rock fans who listen to this, but we can have a bit of rap now and again.
It's fine. It's fine.
I did film another rap video last week, and the man said that he'd put it up tomorrow, but he accidentally deleted it while he was editing it.
I've used that excuse before as well. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, it was very good.
It was very good, was it?
He didn't press the on button, did he?
No. Oh, sorry, I've left the lens cap on.
Oh.
Have you ever been to a festival?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, so you've got no festival survival tips for us.
No, I haven't, but I can make one up.
Yeah, do it.
Why don't you make one up? Why don't we add? Well, we're going to create a festival survival bible, Ed and Joel's festival survival bible, and we need a guest writer for it. So, Rob, make one up.
Some people would argue that being in Planet Hollywood is like being in a festival.
Yeah.
Tent. You need a tent.
We need a tent.
You need a tent. Okay, it's basic, but it's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Basic. The drugs.
The drugs. So would you take drugs in or would you get them there, Rob?
Oh, I'm not sure.
How would you get them in if you were transporting them in?
Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it? How would you smuggle drugs into a festival? You're a rapper, you probably just smoked them all before you got in there.
Yeah, get a condom, put it up your nose.
Put it on your nose. then the drugs are literally touching your brain.
Hang on, are you doing anything?
No, get a condom, put it up your nose, and then hide the drugs.
Somewhere
up.
And then the fact you've got a condom up your nose will distract the security. Yeah. You're going, why the fuck have you got a condom up your nose? And you go, I'm a crazy person. And then just run in.
Yeah.
Would you take the condom out the packet?
Nope.
So you just put a packeted condom up your nose hanging out the bottom and then just put all the drugs in your pocket?
It'd be quite hard to get a packeted condom up your nose unless you've got really big nostrils. Plus so probably just maybe sellotape it to your face.
Yeah, and also it can be quite painful to get because a lot of them have got like
jagged edges,
serrated edges.
Mm.
Just me and Joel pointing out there that we've used condoms recently.
Yeah. I found out that the serrated edges when I realised that you've got to take
L7
the packet off first.
Condoms into the gigs.
Say again.
How do you reckon L7 did it? Did they put them up their nose?
Oh, yeah, L7. Well, L7 probably hid the condoms in their heroin.
Fair enough.
It's just my normal bag of heroin. I've got a secret condom inside.
Inside is like the condom, but inside the condom is books for reading and stuff. Just like, oh, yeah, the usual heroin.
Do you think you know that the Catholic Church basically tell people in Africa to not use condoms? Do you think you have to smuggle them in to Africa using a condom? Just a bag of condoms inside a condom. Swallow them. I'm just blue skying here, guys. Never mind.
I think it's great.
Rob, you're too late for a request. We've got our playlist, but have you got one for next week, maybe?
Well, I requested one this week.
You requested one for this week?
Yeah.
What did you request? You just said, can I request some punk, didn't you?
Yeah, I know, but I thought you were going to do it as a regular section. So, like, as you said that. I said last week, can I have Reflecting God by Marilyn Manson?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we
did say that. We forgot that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Tell you what, Rob, instead, could you say, can I please have Falling in Reverse, Fashionably Late?
Please don't say that, Rob.
I won't. I know that one, but I don't like it.
Good. Good man.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fair enough. All right. What about Nine Inch Nails? We're in this together.
Hello. Keep going.
No, don't keep going. No, he's not doing this. He's not controlling the show. He calls in every week to peacock and gamble about his fucking breakfast. And now he's calling in here and he's taking control. I'm not having this. You're a little upstart, Rob. You're a little upstart.
Sorry.
Papa Roach?
I'm not.
Stop giving away our playlist. Yeah. It's supposed to be exciting. People are supposed to be thinking, what's coming up next? And now Rob is spoiling our show. You called in with a rubbish festival.
Have you got any Sex Pistols?
No, we don't have any Sex Pistols. And you shouldn't be talking about sex. You're only 12. That's sex and guns all in one band.
Yeah, terrible.
You should be requesting bands called Holding Hands and Smiles.
Yeah, which is the new name.
You've made me really angry now, Rob. So we're going to put on whatever track we like. But thank you for calling in, and please continue to do so every week. Next week, we'll try and remember to play Reflecting Gods by Marilyn Manson, all right?
Okay.
Well, tell you what, Rob, just say, this is a track I requested.
This is a track I requested.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay,
love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Giving radio the finger.
It was Nine Inch Nails. We're in this together.
I don't... Fubar giving radio the finger. Why? Don't give radio the finger. Don't. Come on, guys.
Just give them a happy smile and a wave.
Just be part of radio.
You know, more people are more likely to actually pay to receive it.
Exactly. If you're giving radio the finger, we should be trying to attract people who like radio. And if you're going around giving radio the finger, then no one is going to like you.
I think they need to be more friendly.
Whether that finger is just in their face... Up their rectum, in their nose, anywhere. Just keep your fingers to yourself.
Keep your fingers to yourself.
Howard Cohen's been in contact. A lot of poo-based stuff coming in.
Yeah, I mean it's this inevitable, isn't it?
All the festival-based stuff is poo-based, really. It takes some Imodium, he says. It stops you from pooping so frequently. Not so good when you stop taking them. I mean, obviously, when you get home, basically, you're in for a torrent once you stop taking them.
Just gonna download a torrent.
I wouldn't recommend taking drugs to stop yourself shitting.
Because you know it's still building up.
Yeah, I think maybe eat, you know, less fiber. That might help.
Yeah.
You know, just a lot of red meat, that'll block you up. Maybe swallow a cork on day one and hope that it works its way down into the right area.
But get worms.
Do you think that
because don't the worms eat the stuff that's inside you?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Does that mean you stop shitting?
I don't know, but you feel something wriggling inside you, but then that eventually that'll come out.
And then you have to swallow a spider, and then you're going down a track and that lady eventually killed her.
And you...
Nick Page, another comedian. A lot of festival tips coming in from comedians. Nick Page says, this is great. This belies a real backstory. Do not walk through the campsite with shirts on hangers. Nobody is more judgmental than free spirits. Nick Page has obviously been lambasted and heckled by people in campsites for wanting to look smart. And he's a smart man. He likes to wear a nice shirt.
He looks dapper.
He looks very dapper. Obviously, he wants to keep it on a hanger and has been heckled. Catherine Bradley on Facebook has said, don't go. That was a question. But if you absolutely have to, however, I would recommend a box of wine. Remove the bag from inside the box and then fix it to your person, much like a fancy colostomy bag, so you have easy and constant access to your tipple. And a shiwi. So the wine thing is great. I mean, I take a box of wine with me. I think that's a really good idea.
It's great.
And then you just take... It looks like it's silver. It's like space age.
It's like a kidney.
You take it in like a little kidney. A little silver kidney. A robot kidney.
Like a robot that's kidney. Great.
But the shiwi doesn't apply to me so much because I have a penis. So, I mean, the festival survival tip for men would be take a penis. Do you know what a shiwi is, Joel?
Yeah. It cups the vagina, doesn't it?
It cups the vagina. It's sort of like a pre-made shapely Pringles tube.
Yeah. I mean, people have been making their own shiwis for years, and now they've made one of their own.
Cut the bottom out of a Pringles tube, wash all the salt out of it, cup it to the lady hole.
Very important part of the process.
Yeah, all you need really
wash
is just
the salt.
A funnel or a flume, sort of flume to guide. Just wet yourself.
Just, I mean, it's easy, isn't it?
Wear padded trousers and just go for it, I say.
Oh, crikey, right.
Wear a strap a sponge.
I once was at a festival and men, they were like queuing up for the queuing up for the urinals, and then they decided, they were like, well, we don't need to do this because we're men and we can go wherever you want, right? And so they started going against the fence, which was next to the urinal.
They should be going over the fence. That sorts it out, doesn't it?
Exactly.
You go over the fence and that's the edge of the world.
Exactly. And then they're missing out an entire section. They don't even need to do the bag. Exactly. Just do it.
Exactly. Just do it. Pop your penis through the fence.
My friend, this is a separate story. I'll get back to the other story. This is a sub story.
See, this is what happens. Joel has so many stories flying around his brain. He gets all the threads mixed up.
My friend Craig Gallagher, when we were younger, we thought it would be hilarious to shit off a quarter pipe.
Shit off a quarter pipe?
Yeah. And so
I don't even know what that means, Joel.
So he like sat on the top of the quarter pipe.
Oh, this is like me in the shed.
Yeah.
So a quarter pipe as in a skate ramp.
It's an escape ramp.
Yeah.
And then shut off the edge of it. And not like the curved edge, the
edge. No, that's just sending your shit on a slide.
Wee. Poo, yeah. And it just went off the edge and splat, and he's now a police officer.
As a direct result of that?
Well, I think so.
With the Met Police, the recruitment officers going, the way that man shot off that shed, that tells me he could catch some criminals. You're going, we're fast-tracking you to CID because of your anal droppage. Well done you, sir.
Exactly. He sent me pictures the other day of him in like a... It, also, another thing that he used to do, right?
When he remember you were on a story
about pissing.
About weeing against the fence.
So, when I got the first mobile phone that could take pictures, it was this Vodafone phone, right? And it was brilliant, right? And we were, obviously, as soon as this happened, we were just like so bamboozled by it. We were at Milton Keynes because we went to the Snow Dome to go snowboarding.
Sure.
And we used to drive up there. And Craig's uncle lived there, right? But only in the weekdays, because at weekends he went home. That was where he worked.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, come and stay with me. And we've never been to a more bachelor pad ever. Not in the way of like, whoa, oh my God, there's so many amazing things. It was like, I'm a man and I live in this in the weekday and I have no wife to be here to put the curtains up.
Right.
Right. We walked in. Everything was still flat packed. He'd lived there for 6 years.
Oh.
There was no curtains up. Right. And he was like, oh, you guys, you're in the bedroom upstairs. Just go up whenever you want. He made us beans on toast. That was all he had.
Of course, yeah.
And
flat packed.
We walked in the house and then he just took his shirt off and just took his shirt off. And we were just like, okay, cool.
Oh, No shorts indoors.
Classic man thing. And then when we were talking downstairs and we eventually went... So while we were downstairs, this is the phone story.
Yeah.
Is that Craig... We were so excited about having a phone that could take pictures.
Yeah.
Craig took a picture of his penis and it had loads of curtain rings on it and had the curtain ring end bits on his balls.
He put loads of... Was he trying to stretch it? Is it like those like you see African on the cover of National Geographic?
It wasn't. It worked a treat.
Yeah.
It worked a treat. And he put it on. He took a picture of it.
Yeah.
And also took a picture of his shit when he was shitting. I know it's a very shit-heavy show, but I'm just going to add this in.
He took a picture of his shit?
Yeah, because it's something you've never seen.
While you were doing it. Yeah. Okay.
Took a picture of it. And we were all like, oh my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, it is.
So it is absolutely hideous.
Yeah.
So we were like probably 16 at this point. Right. And then.
How long did it go on for? You were 16 at that point, and he was doing such a long shit that we were 19 by the time you finished.
Yeah, exactly. And then finished on the quarter pipe.
Yeah.
So anyway, right. Phone, funny, whatever.
Yeah.
About a year later, I gave that phone to someone else.
Oh, my God.
And I forgot that there isn't one thing. I just gave it to, like a friend's girlfriend who I didn't really know.
Yeah, not appropriate.
And then we went to, like, our end of sixth form ball.
Yeah.
Right. And she was there, and I was sort of like, oh, hey, how are you? And, like, politely, because I hadn't spoken to her.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, oh, and I was with Craig.
Yeah.
And she looked at Craig and went, I've got a picture of your penis and your shit on my phone.
Oh,
and he was like, what? It was so out of the blue.
No.
It was unbelievable.
So out of the pink.
So that was that.
Well, we will do the pissing story in a minute because we've got a caller on the phone.
Oh,
Joel.
God, I just went through all that.
You went through all that and Adam Harrison's on the line.
I'm sorry, Adam. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
I'm sorry I listened to
I'm
all
sorry,
that, mate.
Sorry, Adam. We were going to talk to you straight away, but Joel got bogged down in penis and shit and piss-based stories that all interwove. Were you listening to that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, let's hang on to everything else.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Isn't it? Thanks for calling in, Adam. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good, thanks. How about yourself?
Oh, very nice. This is so polite, isn't it?
So
lovely.
Nice.
Where are you calling from?
I can give you county.
Why are you so secretive?
Why can't you tell us exactly where you're phoning from, Adam?
Because of some stuff I've said in another call to this station, and I don't want people piecing their clues together.
What have you done? This is bizarre. All right, tell us.
This is a different.
You're not in a Planet Hollywood in London, are you?
No.
You're in Devon. Right, we can probably piece it together. So why are you calling in, Adam? Have you got a rock story? Have you got a festival survival tip?
Where are you?
That sounds so windy.
So windy.
Oh, can you hear the wind? Oh, sorry. I heard just a minute ago about your festival survival things.
Yeah.
I have got one tip, but do you want to hear it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, please, mate.
Right, basically, I think you should not be afraid to ask for nice things. Like,
explain, I'm intrigued, Adam, go on.
Like, basically, I was at the Isle of Wight Festival a couple of years back,
good.
And I was really thirsty, so I wanted some water.
Yeah.
And so what I did is I went to one of the ice cream vans that they had there and I asked for a bottle of their finest water and I got their finest water.
And what made it particularly fine, the water?
It was just the right temperature, it was refreshing, it was fine water.
Do you think out the back they also, if someone went and just asked for water, they had like just boiling brown water?
Yeah.
I suspect so.
But they were like, we are saving... the vintage, this is such an amazing vintage. We are saving that for anyone who asks for our finest water.
Yeah.
So do you think we should do that with everything at festivals? Go, I'll have your finest water, I'll have your finest burger.
Well, as with anything, I don't think you should abuse it or overuse it. Just use it the right amount.
Just when you really want that the finer things in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a bit worried about where you are, mate. It sounds like a genuine weather warning.
I just want to make sure that you're okay. You're not phoning in a radio station just before you kill yourself and jump off a building.
It does sound like that. It
sounds like you're on top somewhere, but maybe quite high, and you're just saying, guys, make sure you ask the finer things in life, because no one's asked me.
And I'd like... And quite frankly, I asked for the finest life, but it has not happened. Goodbye.
Giving radio the finger!
What sort of music are you into, Adam? Are you a rock fan yourself?
Right, yeah. I am into Tom Waits.
Right, well, that's... I mean, we were going to play Tom Waits.
We were going to play Tom... It was on the list, but then we didn't get to it, I don't think.
You teased me with that last week.
I'm so sorry, Adam.
Sorry.
Would you consider him is a rock artist? He's not really, is he? He's sort of his own thing.
That's correct. I would agree with that. Although I do feel like he has done rock songs.
Mm. He's closer to, I think he's probably closer to a blues artist, really, isn't he?
I suppose. He's been around for a long time, so his music has varied over time. But to begin with, he was definitely blues.
I tell you what, we'll try and play some Tom Waits next week.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, guys.
You wanted Filipino Spring Box Hog or whatever it is, right?
Filipino Box Spring Hog, yeah.
That's the one. And that's off Mule Variations, yeah. We can probably try and find something from that era, or maybe Rain Dogs.
Yeah, can I change the song, actually? He's done a more metally one. I'm not sure if you'd prefer that.
Yeah, what's the other song?
It's called Hoist That Rag. It's from an album called Real Gone.
All right, Hoist That Rag. We'll give playing that a go.
I've written it down,
okay,
Adam.
He has written it down.
Cheers,
I can vouch for that.
I've written it down, and failing that, we're going to play Blink 182, Adam's song.
No, we're not. We're definitely not doing that. Adam, thank you for the festival tip. I will use that when I'm at Sonosphere. I will let you know how that goes. I will tweet you a picture of me with my fine water.
Okay, thanks. I have got one other thing, the real reason I phoned up.
Go on, Adam.
All right, thanks, mate. Basically, a couple of weeks ago, you asked for ideas as towards a new section for the rock show.
Yeah. Yes, have you got some ideas?
Go for it, mate.
I have an idea.
Perfect.
Very excited.
Okay, basically, I think what you could do is, you know how people are always getting hidden meanings and all that from some rock songs, like Led Zeppelin and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like sort of, do you mean like when they reverse rock songs and you can hear satanic messages?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think every week you should play a song in reverse and try and suss out its hidden meaning.
I think that's a really good
plan,
idea.
Good plan, mate.
I've got a name for it as well.
Yeah, brilliant. What's the name,
mate?
Latem, metal backwards. Latem.
Oh, that's great.
Latem. Adam, thank you so much for that free idea. You will not be paid for your content.
Good work,
don't
mate.
Need to, mate.
But we will, I mean, we will attempt to do that. What I suspect, the only flaw in that feature might be that it genuinely puts people off that we're playing a song backwards.
Well, perhaps just play like a verse or something.
The chorus
of
the verse.
Just
yeah,
just a bit. Just a bit of it.
All right, I think that's a good idea. We'll definitely try that out. Thank you very much,
You're
Adam.
A good man, Adam.
See you. Bye-bye.
Cheers, man.
Bye-bye.
There
Adam Harrison there.
Adam.
Lovely, lovely of him
lovely
to call
man.
In. Let's
lovely
have a,
man.
Let's have a track, Joel.
Like his namesake, I think everyone should be based on him.
Exactly, the top first man.
Top first person.
Let's have a track for, forwards, though. Let's have it forwards.
Just do it the right way around.
Let's do
this
it.
This is Lamb of God.
FUBAR!
That was Lamb of God.
In defence of our good name.
Thanks, mate.
Does that track get you excited?
It does. It makes me want to sort of just be angrier.
It makes you... But you're not an angry guy.
No.
We've established this.
No, because, you know, people in mosh pits are just like, oh, angry!
Yeah, but you're not an angry guy.
I'm just like, my mum's lasagna is pretty good.
Does the music not make... I mean, I want to find out a way of getting you angry. Because we talked a couple of weeks ago on the show about you getting stressed, because you get nosebleeds when you get stressed.
Yeah, yeah.
If you saw that song live, would that give you a nosebleed?
I don't think so. I think I'd be... Like when we watched Behemoth the other day live at the Golden Gods Awards Metal Hammer thing. I really enjoyed it because of the spectacle.
Yeah, well, they're a great spectacle band.
Because I was just...
They don't all wear glasses. I'm not saying that.
Sponsored by Specsavers.
Yeah, yeah. Tell you what, the Proclaimers are a great spectacle. They are a top spectacle as a band.
Great spectacle band. and I watched Behemoth, actually, and I just... All I couldn't stop thinking was, like, I feel like I should just do more as a comedian.
Oh, what? But you do, because, I mean, last week, you will remember, we've still not confronted this. You are obviously doing something in your show that is bigger than normal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We set up a confetti cannon.
And you brought in a spare confetti cannon to the show. And James Acaster, our supposed guest for that week, set off a confetti cannon in the studio.
Yeah.
Now, I have never run out of a room faster because I saw the amount of confetti and I thought, I told them not to do this. I am fucking leaving now.
Everyone was like, where's Ed?
Yeah, gone.
Like, gone, mate.
Gone. I had to get a car to my next appointment. Sorry. Mm. Sorry, guys.
And we all cleaned it up and went outside. Ed was sat there.
Yeah, eating my lunch. Apologies. What stresses you out? What would genuinely make you angry? What could happen right now that would make Joel angry?
It doesn't make me angry. It makes me slightly unsettled.
Right.
Is
I don't want unsettled. I want angry. Well, but I suppose to be angry, you have to start unsettled.
I've been angry... Maybe, like, what, a couple of times.
What if someone came in here and pulled your trousers and pants down right now?
I'd kind of be like, well, I'm glad Ed got to see the goods.
Right, so you wouldn't be angry about that?
No. I actually did a show once with Eric Lampert.
Right.
And my parents were in. Yeah. My ex-girlfriend was in.
Right.
And loads of other people. Agents.
Right.
It was at the... at a pub.
Yeah.
I can remember the name. It was at a place, the Albany, at the top of Great Portland Street.
Sure.
And we were doing a preview where we were doing a show together, right? And at the end of the show, it was a callback to a bit where I talk about being in my boxer shorts and having a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I remember the bit. Classic bit.
Classic Dominic Gold.
Russell Howard's good news. Right. I came on holding a bottle of red wine in my boxer shorts.
Right.
And everyone would be like, that was referenced
after
before.
Eric's set.
After so, Eric's
yeah,
set.
Okay.
And I'd come back on, everyone would be like, it's a reference of what happened.
That's
We'd
nice.
End the show. Everyone was like, oh, good show.
Yeah.
Right? I did that, and I was like, oh, funny.
Yeah.
And Eric thought it'd be really fun
to pull down
my trousers.
Oh, no, he debugged you. He debugged you on stage, mate.
In front of, my mum.
Yeah, your mum's seen it, and your ex-girlfriend's seen it.
Mate, it's grown.
Has it? Is it supposed to grow? Oh, no, I've got a baby penis. I've got... Imagine having a tiny little baby penis.
Maybe imagine having an innie.
Wait, no matter what we do on this show, we talk about shitting or cocks.
I try so hard.
I know. Well, let's do a feature. Let's divert it by
Come
doing
on.
A feature. A fake out.
Yeah!
Jingle, Joel, jingle!
Right. Oh, yeah. A jingle. Here we go.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names,
one.
Two are fake.
One.
Fake.
Like it. Like
this
it a
is
lot.
Mine. Here we go. I'm going to give you three names. One of them's fake. Two of them are real band names.
Hit me, Ed.
Christ Skinner.
Christ Skinner.
I love the way you write those down.
I wrote them down because I've got really short, like short-term memory or long-term memory, and I forget the short. I've got bad short-term memory.
Right.
What did I just say? Come on!
Christ's bloody beard.
Christ's bloody beard. Okay.
What I like about Christ Skinner is it sounds like it could be like
a review of Frank Skinner.
Christ Skinner.
Oh, not again.
Oh, and he is a Catholic man, so yeah. It's his new surname.
It's his new sort of acronym.
Or Christ Bollock, all one word.
That just made me laugh more than anything else. It's a really elongated laugh.
So Christ Skinner, Christ's bloody beard, or Christ Bollock, all one word.
No one really talks about Christ's bollock.
No. No, they don't, do they?
No, it's always covered up by some a cloth.
Yeah. Cock and balls always covered up by a cloth.
Always covered up by a cloth. You know what? I'm going to say to the Vatican,
yeah,
I want to see some Christ cock.
Yeah, maybe on your next crucifixes.
Oh, God, I definitely just said that. That's a horrible thing.
Maybe on your next crucifixes, you can have his hands nailed, his feet nailed, and his scrot nailed to one side.
Yeah.
Right, let's get away from that. Christ Skinner, Christ's bloody beard, a Christ bollock.
I think.
All one word.
I think the fact that it's... Oh, Christ bloody beard. I think Christ Skinner is real. I think I'm going to say Christ Bollock is the fake one. Going with it. Going with it, guys. Going with it. I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll. Because you've done there.
The fake is Christ's bloody beard.
No, God's sake!
Oh, incorrect again.
For God's sake!
Which means, of course, that Christ Bollock, all one word, is an actual band. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they do. We can find out fairly easily. I almost don't want to find out.
Just leave it.
Because what if they're a jokey band? I want them to be a really serious anti-Christian band.
We are Christ Bollock.
We are Christ Bollock from Greece.
Greece, that famous place that has quite the metal genre sort of feel.
A lot of death metal bands like that.
Yeah.
Christ Bollock. So we've got loads of other features coming up. I'm so looking forward to phoning your mum. Let's tell everyone what we're going to do.
So what we're going to do later is my mum is going to review... A metal track that we've got lined up. And she's just basically, I've given her the task, I've given her the track. She's gone away. She's looked up on YouTube.
On holiday specifically to do this.
No. She's actually stayed at home.
We're going to be playing the track later. It's a down track.
Yeah, it's a good...
On the March of the Saints.
She texts me saying, Robert, which is my stepdad.
Yeah.
Robert has just come in whilst I'm watching the vid. And thinks I'm having a mid-old-age life crisis. I think he would have been less surprised if I'd been watching porn.
Lovely. I literally can't wait to speak to your mum. I can't wait. And I'm not being like, hey, your mum. I'm being like, I'm looking forward to meeting her.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah, she sounds like a great lady.
I think it's the first time that I've ever sort of realised that she knows what porn is.
Why would she not know what porn is?
I know, but it's your mum. You don't think about it, do you?
No, I don't think about anyone's mum in connection with porn. But, you know, she knows what it is. It'd be weird if your mum went, and what's that? You'd be more worried about your mum if she'd never heard of porn, wouldn't you?
I suppose so, but I don't really like the idea of my mum knowing what it is. First, because she'll see a lot of videos of me.
Well, don't get me tempted, because when we speak to your mum on the phone, I am now tempted to talk to her about porn and all the porn that she knows.
We were very sheltered growing up.
That's good.
Because we lived in like a little
village. That's a basic minimum.
We were literally sheltered.
That's weird because I was brought up outdoors. I'm a little wolf man.
In a tent and you said throw your shits over a fence.
Yeah, just straight over that fence where they disappear.
I didn't really know what cigarettes were until I got to secondary school.
You didn't know? Fuck off!
I just didn't really... I kind of seen them, but I didn't really know they were a thing.
What do you mean?
Like, people my age did it. I thought it was just something old people did.
Right, okay.
I didn't like cigarettes because my mum used to keep her dad's old pipe in a drawer, and I used to get it out and smell it, and it smelled disgusting, so I hate smoking forever.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good.
It's a good thing.
I think it's a good way of doing it. I smoked for many years and still feel awful.
I just, the other day, because I really like blueberries, right?
I mean, there's a bag of carrots on the table, and Joel just said he really likes blueberries.
I love blueberries.
Right, okay.
Good food, mate. Super food.
I prefer a blackberry.
Well, that's controversial.
Right, it's not.
So I was in a shop the other day, and like a petrol station.
Yeah.
And on the counter, they had the Blueberry Shisha cigarettes. And I've never smoked in my life, but I thought I like blueberries.
Yeah.
So I bought one. And without ever smoking...
You just buy a pack of blueberries, mate.
Well, yeah. But then you get... With a pack of blueberries, you don't get to blow smoke out at the end.
No, but I suppose you could just spit.
You could just move somewhere cold.
Yeah. Just wait for winter. Eat a blueberry and go... Just breathe. It's amazing.
It's brilliant. I'm probably addicted.
Oh, yeah.
I've really loved doing it.
Does it have nicotine in it?
No, it doesn't have anything. Doesn't have anything addictive in it. Doesn't have anything good in it. Doesn't have anything that makes you feel better. Yeah. It's completely pointless. Just taste the blueberries and then you can blow smoke out.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, mate.
It's so good. I like how I blow smoke signals.
Like a superfood dragon. That's what you're like.
Oh, I like it.
I tell you what, Joe, I think you should do a fake out right now.
Yeah, mate.
Let's do it. Jingle again.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two are fake.
Fake out.
Okie dokles. Right, here we go. Okay, good. I've got a good one. Right. Metal duck.
Right, metal duck. Sounds like it could be a parody band.
Metal hamsters.
Again, there are jokey bands that could be. Is that with a Z at the end of hamsters?
No, just an S.
No, just an S.
Just an S.
Right.
Metal pig.
Metal pig sounds real.
Metal duck, hamsters, or pig.
The thing is, any of them viably, I think, could be. This is quite. You've done well here.
Yes.
But metal pig, I think, will be a real band, is what I'm thinking.
I'm so good at this today.
Metal pig, metal hamsters, metal duck. I think the fake is metal. And this is just a punt in the dark. Duck.
The fake one is... Metal pig!
Oh,
I've
my
done
God.
It again! I've done it again!
And you nearly ruined it, because when I said metal pig's real, you went, I'm really good at this today. You got too excited. You got too excited, Joel, and I thought I could change my mind now, because he's obviously giddy. But I didn't
even realise I got excited.
Yeah, you listen back to this, and I say, metal pig's real, and you go, I'm so good at this today.
I didn't even realise.
So giddy, mate.
I would
so
be the
giddy.
Worst spy.
Can we put Thin Lizzy on? I feel like we'd need something a bit more classic.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. What song is it?
Cold Sweat. Let's have it.
FUBAR!
Thin Lizzy and a Cold Sweat.
You don't sweat at all.
Don't sweat.
We were discussing this earlier.
No, I don't really sweat. I don't really sweat. I just don't do it. I you know, it's weird. I'm beyond stage.
Do you think that's healthy to not sweat?
No, I think it's all bottled up inside me.
Well, where are you storing it then?
Skin.
All in your skin?
Yeah, you've it's just all
got,
the skin.
You've just got an underlayer of sweat.
Yeah, very oily all the time.
Yeah, it's so oily. Such an oily Joel.
So I went to the gym, right?
Here we go.
Now,
talk about blueberries in the gym.
Yeah, I just lift a weight and do a little smoky.
Yeah.
Right, and I haven't been to the gym for years.
Right.
Well, I just run.
Yeah, I'm...
Away from people.
Away from the gym.
Just running away from people.
Yeah.
I just like to, like, do something really... Just shout some sort of insult at someone, and then that's my training.
You need a reason to run, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has to be offensive.
I have to sort of chase... I just pick someone really massive.
Yeah.
And then I just say, you look like a blueberry bum face.
Well, in a minute in this section, we're going to talk about... Someone that you might need to run from.
Yeah, that's true.
But first, let's hear your insight into you going to the gym.
So I decided to call my friend Jason.
Yeah.
Lives very close to me. Massive, massive black guy.
Right.
Huge muscles.
It better be relevant that he's a black man.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
Right.
I just say
the
scene.
Because we live in an age where you... Joel, why do we need to say Jason's race for this
story?
I
think if he was telling this story, he'd be like, oh yeah, there was this skinny white guy.
Right. Okay, you know what? You've justified it immediately.
And so I was like, called him up. He was like, yeah, totally. Right, I'll take you to the gym. I'm going to go today.
Yeah.
Come with me today to the gym. And I was like, okay, all right, cool. Let's do this.
Right.
So this was day before. And he took me to his local gym.
Right.
Now, this is the worst leisure center.
His gym where he goes.
Yeah.
Right.
I've ever been to.
Right.
Right.
How many leisure centers have you been to in your life?
Three.
Right. So it's bottom.
Yeah.
It's in the bottom three.
Bottom of the table.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, terrible.
Yeah.
And walked in, it's pretty bad. And then he was like, I went straight away to walk up to the counter, to the reception, yeah, to pay some money. He's like, no, we'll go this way. And he's like figured out a way that you can get him for free, where you like walk through the kitchens.
That's amazing. It's a shit leisure centre that he's worked out.
He's got the blueprints.
I like your friend Jason.
Right. And he's just like, nah, come this way. And so, and I thought maybe if we go straight to it. Took about 15 minutes weaving through various different sort of
places.
That's
why he's in such good shape.
Yeah. Just gets a bit of a warm up before
he
goes in.
So much walking before the gym.
And so we went in, under, through the kitchens.
Yeah, sure.
Through various different places that were like offices for like the leisure centre. Went right underneath the pool. And then that's where the gym was. It was underneath the pool in the dankest.
Not in the pool.
That'll probably provide some extra fitness.
Yeah.
So it was underneath the pool, yeah, and the roof was literally leaking. Yeah. The roof was leaking.
Because of the pool.
I don't know whether it was the pool,
yeah,
but I like to assume that maybe it was the pool coming through the roof.
If it was underneath the pool and the roof was leaking, it was almost certainly the pool.
I think maybe it was a result of the pool.
Right, okay. Yeah, carry on.
And I walked in. And it felt like one of those saloon movies where when someone walks in and everyone
it's
in the bar
silence.
Looks at me. Silence.
Were you quite different to everyone else in there?
Everyone was massive.
Right.
And black, not that it's a reference. Doesn't matter.
Right.
But in this story,
you're
it kind of does.
Scene.
Set in the scene.
Yeah. Right. Not because you were... They're not used to skinny white men walking into the gym. That's
no. I mean, they probably would have been fine with it if I was massive.
Right, okay. So it was less your... skin colour,
physique,
and more your physique.
Yeah. And so I walked in. Everyone was just like, and it wasn't like a sort of a fitness first where it was like everyone's just it's all colourful and nice.
Yeah.
It was so just like all the weights were just rusty, and it was like just like you know you felt like they weren't even weights. They were like ones they'd made out of concrete themselves.
Yeah, they hewn them themselves
just
with
like,
their own
oh!
hands. Yeah.
And they were just bending bars instead of weights.
Yeah,
just proper. It was amazing.
Yeah,
it was like. I was like, oh, wow, this is a world that I have not even seen. Everyone was so massive.
Yeah.
Also, need to point this out, everyone had their shirt off.
Right.
Everyone, shirts off. And Jason...
No, they weren't even wearing vests or anything.
Not even wearing vests.
Wow.
Shirts off. And I walked in, and Jason then, at that point, said to me, you've got to take your shirt off.
What? Is it a gay gym?
No.
Well, why do you have to...
It's like the opposite
I'm
to a gay
I'm not suggesting
gym.
That... Gay gyms, everyone has to take their shirts off. I don't know what happens in a gay gym. I'd imagine they just work out.
They just work out.
Yeah.
I used to go to a gay gym, and the Fitness First one. I didn't know it was a gay gym until my friend was like, that's like the gay gym.
Do they not ask? So it's not a gay... You don't have to be gay to go in.
No.
It's just gay, no. Like gay
even
friendly.
Even if you did, I'd probably get in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably get a gold star.
They wouldn't
star.
Make you prove it on the door or anything.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get down and give me 10. Blowjobs.
You didn't need to say what you were meaning, Joel.
I like to just, you know...
How many cocks can you bench? Right, this is... We're on the cusp of coming across as quite homophobic here, so let's... We're not, I assure you.
Assure you, we are both completely naked.
So this was just a shirts off, Jim?
Just, and shirts off. So shirts off, they're all absolutely massive, and they're all just like, we're massive, and we're just looking at our muscles in a tiny mirror. Yeah. The mirror is really dirty.
They're all crowding around one mirror.
Yeah. And they're just doing it. Yeah. And
they were doing it.
No, they weren't
doing
it.
That was a gay gym.
No.
If they were doing it, it wasn't even a gym.
There was one guy bench pressing cocks in the corner.
Yeah.
Right. And so I was like, this is really... And he was like, you've got to take your shirt off.
Someone running on the treadmill really fast and a guy with a boner stood behind him going, if you slow down, you are getting fucked by default.
Oh, that's funny. Funny. So, and then he was like, you've got to take your shirt off. And I was like, I don't really feel confident because I'm skinny.
Yeah.
And I just don't... And you know when you just... It's the whitest I've ever felt.
Right.
Like, I felt like I was going to take my top off.
You're pretty white.
And it was just, I was just going to shine.
Yeah.
Just going to...
Or be see-through completely. Yeah. People just see your lungs.
Just to see through me. They'll be looking at me when they're looking at the mirror.
Yeah.
They'll look straight through me.
Did you find yourself trying to be less white, like sort of strutting and sort of, all right, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really hard. It's hard work. Yeah.
Oh, it was hard. It was a gay gym.
It was a gay... Maybe stand behind the treadmill. It's really awkward. And so, yeah, and then I just worked out without my shirt off, with my shirt off.
Were people looking at you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were kind of, I felt like they were all sort of like
judging,
you know, laughing.
Yeah. They probably were, mate.
And I felt a bit sort of vulnerable.
Yeah. Well, you feel vulnerable in life anyway, because regular listeners to the show will know that Joel is currently in a situation where he's... I'm going to try and give a potted history of what's going on. Joel visited his local barbers, who turns out to be an absolute maniac, and is essentially demanding Joel bring him constant signed framed photos of himself.
Framed.
With Joel, right? And I don't even know how else to describe it, but he's so terrifying that Joel feels pressurized into doing that. And he's also got Joel's address, so he feels like he's going to come around and kill him if he doesn't constantly deliver signed framed photos. What's happened this week, mate?
So I went back in,
yeah.
And this is like maybe the fourth time I've gone back in.
Right.
And every time he's asked me to bring more photos.
Right.
This time he asked me to bring in photos without frames. First time without frames.
Yeah.
Asked me to take him 5 signed photos without frames, but without names on them, so he can add the names himself.
So he's now just going to hand them to people?
He's just selling them,
And he obviously doesn't like your frames that you've been providing.
Yeah, I mean, they were 99p ones from Ryman's.
Right. So is that what you're basically still supplying him with photos?
So I went in with the photos, but also quite a bit late as well, because he told me to go in on Tuesday.
See, this is interesting. This is what you need to start doing. You need to start testing him.
Yeah.
So you've got to be late or maybe bring less photos than he was after.
And I went in yesterday. He told me he's coming Monday.
Yeah.
I went in yesterday, which is, for the purposes of pre-record,
yeah.
Yesterday is Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sorry, I'm a bit late. And he went, yes, I was disappointed.
Oh. Oh, no.
And then he asked me to get 3 more. 3 more photos, no
frame. Was that as a punishment for being late?
Yeah, I think so.
So he's fining you with extra photos.
Extra photos.
This is never going to stop unless you do something. I think you've just got to stop taking them in.
I know. I feel like that's getting to that point.
This week, don't take any in.
Do you reckon?
Because you're going on holiday, right?
Yeah.
You can't take any in.
I can't take any in anyway. But sometimes it's actually just quite convenient to have someone to cut your hair close to your house.
Yeah, but it's weird that you need to keep taking photos in. Unless he gives you a free haircut.
I'm really scared that like he's going to... like. I mean, it's the obvious thing. It's like a movie.
Yeah.
Because I feel like maybe he is going to kill me.
Right.
And then the police are going to find him and then go to his house and he's going to have loads of pictures of me with him.
Oh, and they're going to think you've done it. Oh, no, he's killed you.
He's killed me, so I'm already dead. But then it'll be like, well, clearly it is him.
Yeah, it was a lover's tiff. What's odder about this situation is he has a DVD...
Oh, yeah.
...about his life. Now, this is going to sound made up. But he gave Joel a DVD, which is his life story, and it's a home... Have you watched it?
I've watched most of it, yes.
I've got it here. I'm not going to say the name, because you don't want to reveal who it is. But it is a picture of him with 2 soldiers on the front. And it is the story of, and then his nickname, but part two,
but it starts from the start of his life.
So what's part one?
I don't know.
This is part of the problem. I don't want you to keep going back in there because it's worrying me.
But
you've got to find
one.
Out what part one is, man.
He said he would give me part one.
But part one's going to be nonsense. It's going to be his parents banging, isn't it? I can't even read the description.
He signed it as well. Signed it for me.
Good. So he signed things and he's put it in a box and everything.
Yeah.
Here's what you should do. Every time you go back in, ask him for more and more of these.
That's a really good idea.
So every time you go in and he wants more signed photos, you go, I need 3 more.
Do not lie.
Oh, nearly said his name.
I think at this point, you know.
Yeah, it's Nick the Great.
I mean, which was a name given to him by the Cray twins.
Oh, my God.
Given to him by the Cray twins. And he gets, because he's from Turkey.
He's from Cyprus, it says.
Cyprus.
He'd be Turk Cypriot. From the Turkish side of Cyprus.
So
it's terrifying. Joel, we're going to work it out, but I think next time you go in there, you should ask him for more and more DVDs until he gets annoyed with you.
Crikey.
You've got to be the annoying
yes.
one now, right?
Oh, God.
But then if he gets annoyed with you, he might just kill you.
Yeah, I feel like he's got the power.
He's just going to punch your eye out. Let's have some music, mate, so you can calm down.
Let's have a track. Now, this is an interesting track, isn't it, Ed?
Is it?
Now, this was one that created a bit of grating on your behalf when I was on the list.
It's an interesting one. I mean, it's a new sort of music for me, really.
It's, they're called Issues, and which are, firstly, terrible name for a band, I'd say.
Really bad.
You know,
are they named after the Korn album?
Yeah.
Are they?
Probably,
yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh, I got Issues. Great name for a band.
Yeah, it's so near to Tissues.
It is so near to Tissues.
Yeah.
We all need that. Should have called themselves Kleenex, would have been better.
Or if they play at festivals, they rename themselves Oist Wipes.
Yeah, Oist. Three Tissues, just call them three wet tissues. So, basically,
Have a listen to this and see if you know why I'm not into it. But
I'm also, I should point out at this point, Ed,
yeah.
I'm not also not into it.
You are, mate.
I mean, partly I'm into it, but also I don't really like, it's basically a genre that I didn't know existed, and I thought I'd bring it to the radio station to show you guys. It's out there. It's bloody out
there. It's an experiment. Let's hear it. This is Issues.
This is Issues. I'm so mad at myself. Oh my God. Wait, I need to just stop there straight away. Isn't that amazing?
I mean, that is a terrible opening.
That start, right?
Oh my God.
This is so bad.
Let's just put it on. Put the whole thing on. It's going to make me go insane, but put it on.
This is really.
That opening is has made my dick go black and rotted and fall off my body.
Take its shirt off.
Yeah. Let's hear it, Joel.
This is Issues. So mad at myself.
FUBAR!
Well, that was Issues.
Right. I'm going to be controversial.
Have you got any issues with that, Ed?
I'm going to be controversial.
What are you going to say?
I immediately I was like, I hate this. But then I sort of reclassified how I was listening to it.
You started bopping your head.
If you reclassify how you... If you don't go into that listening to it as a metal track, it's actually just quite good.
Yeah.
Could you hear that motorbike go by then?
I just heard that motorbike, yeah.
It sounds like a sound effect. Like, that was like my thoughts.
That was like, as soon as Ed gives an opinion, it's like...
I didn't mind it. Is that weird?
OMG. Which is probably
now, Simon
that
Fielder is a fan of Issues. That
is, I can imagine.
That is his sort of music.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That did not offend me as much as... Because obviously they're not going, we're the most hardcore band. We're not a thrash band. They're just doing what they do. And that guy is clearly a good singer.
I mean, because I listened to it and I was like, oh my God, this is Justin Bieber with someone who can scream in the middle.
Yeah.
And then I found it on Spotify and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. And I played it because I thought it'd be interesting to talk about it. But then, because it's a...
Well, because
you
thought I was going to go mental and start slagging it off, I'd imagine.
Well, also, it's a genre, Ed, that I didn't even know existed.
Well, what would you call it as a genre? It's like R&B.
Pop metal?
Like,
yeah, R&B pop metal.
R&B pop metal. I thought it was interesting. I think it's good to have variety. I'm not necessarily going to go and buy their album and listen to it.
I think it's interesting in the way that, like, genres are crossing. So it's like the kind of like that thing where someone's listened to Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And they've gone, well, people like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And when they're teenagers, they kind of go through that sort of awkward phase.
Yeah.
But they like Justin Bieber and then they want to get into Mastodon.
Yeah, it's Mastodon. It's like they've created something. But I don't think they have. As far as I know, they are not a record label created band. Mm. But it does have they will be massive, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be absolutely huge. But it did not offend me as much as I thought it would.
Also, I found a cover on Spotify of them doing a Justin Bieber song.
Wow, well, that makes absolutely perfect sense.
Shall I play that on the show next week for you?
No. We're going to try and not double up with stuff on the show.
Okay.
I've got another Ed's Festival Survival tip here. If it starts to rain, use an umbrella. Or if you're thirsty, try water.
That's great
tips.
We've
got some more Festival Survival tips coming in from comedians. A lot of them comedians. I mean, we stay at festivals quite a lot, I suppose, if we're gigging there. Although Rachel Piddock has got in contact on Facebook and simply said taser.
Wow, that's someone who's had an experience before.
Had an experience at a festival, but simply a taser.
Mm.
Darren Maskell, comedian, says take chocolate, cigarettes, and drugs. Now, he said try to smuggle a phone in your rectum because you can trade that for other things once you're in there. It helped me when I was on the inside. You are getting mixed up with prison. And festivals here. You don't need to smuggle a phone into a festival in your rectum. Yeah. Unless you want to.
Went to a festival for 14 years.
Yeah. It's crazy in there. No bands.
Would be really worse, I think, than prison.
Yeah, it's literally just Johnny Cash. It's the only band that played. chocolate, cigarettes and drugs. I don't smoke or do drugs, and I'm diabetic. So that was no use to me. I didn't finish my fence story. You didn't finish your fence story. Jason Cook has suggested anti-ukulele cream, which is a nice suggestion.
That's a great guy.
Okay, so you set up this fence story. It better be good. We've been hanging on it for about an hour. So some men were weeing on a fence.
Some men were weeing on a fence. I'm glad you remembered, Ed.
Of course I remember, mate. It involves wee.
So they were weeing on the fence.
Yeah.
And the fence was sort of... It was almost like it was a high slatted fence, if you can imagine such a thing.
Mate. I've got a good imagination. I can imagine a high slatted fence.
And the men were weeing through the fence.
Right.
They didn't know, though, Ed.
Yeah.
What was on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. This is what I'm saying, that you always say chuck some shit over a fence, but you don't know what's on the other side.
Don't know what's on the other side of that fence.
What was on the other side of the fence?
The place that I was.
Right, so you were... On the pissy side?
I was on the side where the urine was flowing.
Yeah.
But it was quite funny.
The grass
funny.
Is always yellow or on the other side.
That's what the classic phrase.
That's what the saying's all
That's
about,
what they say.
It? Yeah.
And it was just a weird thing looking at a fence. And there was loads of them because the queue's massive.
Yeah.
And it was just weird looking at a fence and just seeing like a line of willies.
But through a fence.
Through a fence.
Like a really weird version of Battersea Dog's Home.
Yeah.
Battersea Cock's Home. You can just get. Did you go along picking out which one you wanted to adopt? You go, oh, that one looks like it's been through some tough times.
Oh, that one looks sad. That one's got a broken leg.
That one needs feeding.
I sort of, part of me that's always wanted to be a rock star. I just wanted to run along and high five them all.
Yeah, just go all the way along. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that if you were pissing and suddenly you're just like, oh, God, I think someone just touched my penis, but there's nothing I can do about
you
it.
You see along everyone's face go, all the way along. Can I just check, is that the end of the story that you saw a load of cocks all at once?
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. It was a gay gym, mate. let's play I Beg Your Pardon. This is a feature where we will play a song with indecipherable lyrics. And it's just you today, Joel. Sometimes we have a guest. Last week we had James Acaster. Sometimes we have Simon Fielder, who we're going to try and get on the phone later. We'll take him to task over issues.
Very excited. Very excited.
I've picked a track. Again, I'm the guy who knows the tracks with indiscernible lyrics.
I'll do it next week, Ed. I'm on holiday next week.
Yeah.
I'll do it the week after, Ed.
All right. We're going to let you know what's happening with the show next week, because I think there will be some sort of show, but it may not be with me and Joel.
How's about that? I'll be in
about
Spain.
That, guys. So tell me the name of the track that I've picked, Joel. Tell me the name of the band first.
Okay. The name of the band is Fuck Cancer.
No, it's not.
Brutal Truth.
And what's the song called?
Fuck Cancer.
It's not Fuck Cancer. It's not... It's like, fuck cancer, which I think is a sentiment we can all agree with.
Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer once and for all.
Yeah,
okay,
mate.
Let's play the song. Joel is going to write down as many words as he can make out from this song, and he will get points depending on how well he does.
Play along at home,
guys. He has never
done
well at this. Play along at home, scribble down what you can hear.
First of all, I'll play the jingle. This is the jingle.
I beg your pardon.
There we go. And this is Brutal Truth. Fuck cancer. Fuck cancer.
No, fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
Not fuck cancer, as if like...
Let's stop saying cancer.
Okay, okie dokies.
Fuck cancer!
Yeah, that was it, mate.
I was concentrating so hard.
That was it. I thought I'd give you one with very few words to see if you can bait them out. Look, I'll be honest. I love this feature, but that it's just getting too difficult.
It's really difficult.
I think
difficult.
This might be another one that we have to cull for next week, mate. At least
no,
give it a bit
I
of
love
breathing.
This one.
At least give it a bit of breathing room.
It's really hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, let's see what you got.
Right. Okay. This is what I'm going with.
Okay. Let's hear
this
it.
Says, I beg your pardon. This is fuck cancer.
Right.
Right. Okay. First one off. I mean, I'm doubting it.
Yeah. Right. Why are you doubting it?
Genuinely heard this.
Okay.
We're gay.
Right. No, Joel.
No, okay. No,
nothing wrong with being gay.
Nothing wrong with
nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with proclaiming it in a song.
No.
We're gay, we're going down Joel's gym.
Because I kept on felt they would say, like, we're gay!
No, I can see where you got that. But let's keep going, and I'll read out all the lyrics for you afterwards.
You'll see?
Joel Dommett.
Have I got it?
That is 5 points. That
yes!
Is two words correct. in a row. Well done, Joel Dommett. You'll see is in there.
Come on!
Right.
Mate, I think that's just saved the feature.
I think it might have done. I think we might have pulled that feature back from the edge.
Yes! I'm so good at radio today, Ed.
Yeah, you are nailing it today, to be fair.
Thanks, man. So are you.
Oh, thanks,
Buzz. You've done some little bits of joy.
Thanks so much. So great to have just two friends on the radio.
Yeah, oh, guys.
What else you got, mate?
Catch a train.
Okay, back to normal. Straight away.
Catch a train. Catch a train. We're to gay, gay pride.
Yeah, we're gay. Catch a train. Going to pride. So happy. I'm on the lead float. That'd be lovely. Just a lovely metal proclamation of how happy you are. Okay, let's keep going. What you got?
Simple one. Lives.
Lives. So that was a good guess, but it's actually not in there.
And final one.
Yeah.
Dry land.
No, I'm sorry. Again, a good guess. Catch a train is your worst guess.
Catch a train.
No, I'll read you out all the. Do we have any classical music for me to read this?
This
over?
Is great. We're combining two features here, Ed.
This is a new feature where we will read horrific lyrics over classical music to see if they work poetically.
Okay, here we go.
Nailing, hanging, crowning, reaching hope with kind, cancerous dreams. Afterlife roses, burning at the thoughts of Christ. If I could fight, I'd beat you down with the dirty lies. Try life, you'll see, the test in time are casualties. Fuck cancer. Fuck cancer by Brutal Truth. That's lovely,
beautiful.
Isn't it?
Beautiful.
I've got a theory that I think a lot of metal lyrics and death metal lyrics would, if you put them in the right context, they are just beautifully dark poems.
And also, it's got a great message.
Yeah. Fuck cancer. I don't think anyone would disagree with that, quite frankly.
You know what? Like, today, actually, this morning, I'm doing a charity gig where I have to, we walk to the gig.
Right.
It's really far away.
Yeah.
And it's for Macmillan.
Yeah. Right?
And they asked me, they were like, oh, have you got a quote that you can give to us?
Yeah.
That,
about your walking or your comedy?
Well, about all of it.
It sounds like a good idea. So are you going to go with...
This is what I went with for my quote.
Fuck cancer, brutal truth.
Yeah, that would have been perfect. Right, okay, this is it, right. He went, can I have a quote for the website?
Yeah.
And I went with, I love comedy, I hate cancer, I can walk. Might as well join in.
Perfect! Uh-oh. Perfect, Joel Dommett. Well done you, my friend. When are we going to speak to your mum?
About 4:30, mate.
Right, well, let's get a different track on now. What we got left? Let's whack a track on.
Let's go with... can I just go with the classic, please, Ed?
Just straight in. Let's do it.
Papa Roach. With Papa Roach, Between Angels and Insects.
A classic Papa Roach cut.
What a tune.
I tell you, it is a good tune. Like, again, if I reconfigure how I listen to them, not as a metal band, they're a good...
I love early pop. Papa Roach.
They're a good pop band.
I feel like they turned different.
Why did they turn different, mate?
Well, because, again, they're good. They're one of the only new metal bands that stayed together.
Yeah, sure. But I think, contrary to like someone like Deftones or System of a Down, who sort of carried on a little bit longer, and Deftones is still going, of course... But they outgrew new metal as a genre. They were clearly something else and they were just lumped in with that. Papa Roach are still a new metal band.
They are still a new metal band, but they still changed.
They
still changed. They changed with the times, like Madonna.
Like Madonna.
Yeah.
Madonna is always the example of someone who changes with the times because she put a different dress on for every album.
That is true. She had pointy boobs 1 minute and then
non-pointy boobs
the next. Her music
isn't that different. It's just she just popped a different top on. That's all it was.
She had pointy boobs for one moment, and then she had them out the next.
Oh God! You know how Madonna reinvented herself throughout her career? It's like, I fucking reinvent myself every day. I put a hat on. It's marvellous. Have you seen how Ed's reinvented himself day to day?
Completely reinvented himself.
So much credit for doing so little, or that people stylists have done it for her. Essentially, sorry, Madonna makes me angry. Plus, her arms are weird.
They are weird. So toned.
The only other person I know who has arms like Madonna is Daniel Sloss. Scottish comedian Daniel Sloss has horrible ropey Madonna arms.
That's funny. I love Sloss. When I did my marathon, he picked me up like my parent.
Yeah. He's the only one who cared about you, mate.
He's the only one who cared. And it took me 15 minutes to get up a set of stairs in his house.
Yeah.
True fact. So yeah, so I think Papa Roach, they changed themselves because they stopped rapping.
Can I just say, Daniel's lost his arms. You know, he's Scottish. He lives in Edinburgh, right?
Skinny arms.
I think it's because he's not a heroin addict, as far as I know. But I think because he's in Scotland, he's just around it so much. It's like his arms are pushing the veins out, going, "Why haven't you put a needle into me?"
Like, you look at all the potential.
Yeah, they're just going, "Come on, Daniel." Anyway, it's quite niche. Sorry, carry on with your genuine muser conversation about Papa Roach.
Yeah, so they stopped rapping. Mm. And then I saw them, I remember seeing them in Nottingham, I think. Maybe it's Birmingham.
Nottingham.
Along with Masterton.
Masterton. I saw Masterton and Nottingham.
And then they were supported by Head PE.
Sure, what a night.
What a night, and I got the Head PE guy to sign my beer mat with Head PE on
but
it.
But had they stopped rapping by that point, so...
No, they were still rapping by that point. That
Papa
was
Roach.
Full in. That was in new metal.
Right,
that was in new metal days. That was incredible. What stuff have you had signed in your life, Ed?
I queued up for 4 hours to meet Slipknot.
Oh, how did that go?
I had the Wait and Bleed single signed.
Yeah,
and
nice.
They also signed my arms, which I refused to wash before PE. When I got back to school, I got in trouble with Mr. Young. Because my arms were signed by Corey Taylor and the dearly departed Paul Gray. So,
Was Mr. Young ironically old?
No, he wasn't. He was actually very young.
He's probably young. He's probably old now.
He's older.
He's older.
What with time working how it does. So I had that signed. I also met J.S. Claydon, who was the lead singer of Pitch Shifter, outside the London Astoria before the gig, and he signed my tube ticket.
Nice.
To let you know, if you're thinking of getting a tube ticket signed, they still work.
Really?
Even if you draw on the magnetic strip.
Well, these days, you'd have to get an Oyster card signed.
Yeah, which I might fuck it up.
I think that might mess up the electrics.
Excuse me, J.S. Claydon, would you sign my Oyster card?
J.S. Claydon sounds like a sort of an American poet in the early 18th century.
Well, he was very poetic.
He was.
They were a great band. Plays in Pitch Shifter next week.
Oh, next week. I was going to play Pitch Shifter this week.
Were you?
And then I thought, no. I'm going to play Issues instead.
Yeah, please, let's just play Issues. We had a bit of an argument over our song choices, because I sent mine through first and included a Seven Dust track.
Yeah.
And Joel then sent his choices through and clearly had not read my choices and also put a Seven Dust track.
I very much like your choices, Ed.
Thank you.
Really like them. But I often, when I read your choices, don't know who any of them are.
Right. So you don't bother reading them anymore.
So I just skim read.
Right. And you didn't see
Skin
Red on there.
Skin Red.
I'm trying to
turned out it was Skin Red.
I'm trying to put more stuff that appeals to you, and Seven Dust was one that we'll play
that's
later
great.
On. And it's weird because I put that track on because I'd not listened to Seven Dust in years, and that's the last album I got, and it's made me realise how old I am. Because I went on Spotify and scrolled down to when that album was released.
Oh, yeah.
And it was 1999, and they've released about seven albums since then, and I've just not got any of them.
I literally had exactly the same thing with the Nine Inch Nails song that I played. I had to, go so far down.
Was that from the Downward Spiral, that?
That was the one with the orange-ish sort of album cover.
Yeah, Joel knows his music.
Music knowledge.
I tell you what, I want to do my last fake out that I've got here.
Do it.
And then we'll play the track that your mum's going to review, and we'll come back after that and we will speak to your mum.
Be excited.
Let's have a jingle for fake out, please, Joel.
It's coming in 2 seconds.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two are fake.
One. Fake.
There we go. Sorry, the button's quite hard to find.
Right. You ready?
Ready, mate.
My Hairy Wife.
Okay, I like that. That sounds like some sort of... could be like a punk band, though.
Yeah. That's the problem. Punk bands thrown in here, they often have stupid names, don't they?
Do.
So it's kind of misleading.
Yeah.
My Horsey.
My Horsey. Okay, I like that. That doesn't... I think that's fake so far, but let's see what's last.
My Uncle the Wolf.
Oh, crikey, that's... My Uncle the Wolf. I think that sounds real.
Okay. I'm not going to give you any clues, mate, if that's what you're looking for.
I'm going to go with My Horsey as being... just because, you know...
Okay.
I think that's...
You've not got one right today.
I've got them all right, haven't I?
No, you didn't get that last one right.
I got it right.
I've got both mine wrong.
I've been defending really well, but
it's
not striking very well.
I've got two wrong.
Okay, right.
So far.
My Horsey, fake!
The fake is... My Hairy Wife. Of course it's My Hairy Wife.
Of course it's My Horsey.
My Horsey is a bad name for a band.
Terrible name for a band.
My Uncle the Wolf is actually quite a good name for a band, but so My Horsey is an awful...
Terrible name for a band. Great name for a horse.
They're a great band, though. I saw them support Christ Bollock. Right, I did so not. That is incorrect.
That is incorrect.
I tell you what. So, Amanda, have we got Joel's mum on the phone ready? So we're going to play the song.
Sweet.
Let's play the song.
Let's play the
and
song.
And then we're going to speak to
right,
your
mum. Right, let's play the song. Here we go.
This is Down on the March of the Saints.
It's very exciting. And then we're going to talk to my mum, and she's going to review this track afterwards.
Let's do it.
We go. That was Down on March the Saints.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. It's about to be reviewed by my mother. You ready for this, Ed?
I'm so ready.
Here we go. Hello, mother.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine, thank you.
Have you been gardening today?
Yes, I have. This was. I can actually switch my volume on my phone back up now. I'm talking to you. That was very loud, wasn't it?
It was quite loud. Yeah.
Hello, Mrs. Dommett. It's Ed Gamble.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Thanks so much for agreeing to do this. We're looking forward to hearing your insight into this track.
Actually, I was quite pleasantly surprised because when Joel said it was really heavy,
yeah,
I thought it would be really heavy, and I didn't think that was really heavy.
I mean, it's nice to know that your appreciation of heavy music is more than Joel's. Yeah. So Joel, you can take way more than Joel.
Well, next week we'll give you a heavier track, Mum.
Well, but put it this way, you could actually sing along at certain points.
You could.
And were you?
I beg your pardon?
That's exactly like the jingle for our feature, I Beg Your Pardon. were you singing along at any point?
I was singing along. The only thing was, is whilst I was watching the video,
yeah,
I couldn't help. My mind kept wandering, and I just kept thinking, you know, when was the last time he washed his hair?
It's nice to know to know exactly where Joel got his wandering mind from.
Yes. I mean, but then don't you think? I mean, I thought it was actually really good. I really enjoyed it. There was a bit of a tune going on there, but then they get to the guitar bit, and I always think they get a bit carried away then.
What would you have preferred they did? Just keep it a little bit
well,
more
I
low-key?
Think they should have had a bridge to the chorus.
Oh, getting technical.
Yeah.
And then perhaps, you know, done another verse and then fade it out nicely.
We can try and email them for you with your suggestions on how to change the track. I think that's lovely.
But yeah, I can honestly say I could probably sing a line of On March the Saints.
Do you think you could try and do that for us now?
It was catchy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a catchy song.
It's a catchy tune.
Do you think you can sing us a quick line now?
No, it sort of went, I'm not to say. Yeah, like that.
It's exactly how it goes. That's
great.
Perfect.
Good work, Mum.
Now if it was really heavy,
yeah,
I wouldn't be able to sing it.
Yeah, can you scream, Mum? Can you do like a proper like? Whoa?
Yeah, they did. It was when they went a bit screamy and a bit shouty that I'm not so keen personally.
Yeah.
Well, if you're willing to do this as a regular feature, the next time we're in the studio together, we might get you to listen to something a little bit heavier.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, ease me in gently is all I can say.
That was we've eased you in gently with that track, and now we're now we're going to go more.
It's just they obviously do it for a reason, don't they? They do this guitar bit at the end.
Well, like the sort of
where
like
they go a bit crazy,
sort of
where
crescendo.
The notes don't actually go in any sort of order, do they?
What reason do you think that might be? Why do you think they might do that?
I think they're just showing off. When Joel was little and he used to do that, he used to say, "Now just stop showing off."
Yeah, there's nothing worse when you're with your friends and your parents just go, "Stop showing off in front of your friends."
Exactly.
Joel's let us know today, Mrs. Dommett, about a time he went to Ilfracombe with the school and didn't go for a number two for 10 days. Can you confirm?
I know, it's very sad, isn't it? and I hate to tell you, his brother was exactly the same.
Nice to know it is passed down the male line in the Dominic family.
Yeah, definitely.
You just refuse to go to the toilet anywhere apart from your own house.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I'm a bit the same in that I have to, when I go on holiday, take GIF and cleaning cloths and everything just so that I can completely
sanitize
everything beforehand.
Right, well, that's just clean. I don't think anyone would have a problem with that. At least you're sanitizing and then doing what you need to do. You're not just thinking, well, I can't be bothered to clean, I'm just going to hold it all in till I get home.
Yeah, for 10 days.
Yeah, for 10 whole days.
Yeah.
And write postcards every day.
But, I mean, talking of cleanliness, you see, back to the hair situation.
Sure, his name's Phil Anselmo, the lead singer.
Yes. I mean, it is a bit worrying that it didn't look in good condition, did it?
No, I think he's probably thinking, you know, there's this rumour that if you don't wash your hair for 3 weeks, then it eventually starts cleaning itself. Yeah. I think that's probably, because he's on the road a lot, he's probably thinking that that works.
I hate to tell him it's a vicious rumour. There's no truth in it whatsoever, and it probably does smell.
I didn't wash my hair for 3 years.
Is that true?
Did I ever tell you that, Mum?
No,
I didn't wash my hair for 3 years.
Because I'd have forced you under the shower if you'd have told me that.
Well, you know, because, I mean, I think, partly I've got to where I am in comedy just because, I mean, 80% my hair.
Yeah.
Really. And people are always like, oh, how do you get your hair?
No one's ever asked you, how do you get your hair?
How do you get your hair like it is?
Right, yeah, better.
And that's what they always ask on Twitter. No one's ever like, Joel, you're really funny.
No.
They're always like, your hair's great.
What, do you want people lying to you on Twitter, Joel?
No. and like, you know, I feel bad saying, well, just don't wash it for 4 years and then sort of cut the sides when you're drunk.
It's got that nice curly bit at the front.
Yeah,
it's
that's
got nice
not
curls.
Washing
your,
it.
Your hair was always lovely when it was longer.
Oh,
when you were little, I used to let it get longer.
Yeah, well, the trouble is in my hair, it's sort of wavy at the front and nice, but if I grow it longer, then the back is like super curls. It's like afro at the back.
Yeah.
Weird, isn't it? But then I realised, after not washing it for 4 years, that the hair does kind of wash itself and it doesn't feel too bad, but the scalp... very dirty.
Yeah, and it stinks,
yeah.
I'd imagine.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good.
Yeah, probably.
I said this to my girlfriend. I was like, oh, I washed my hair. I haven't washed my hair for 4 years. She's like, it smells. I was like, well, the Twitter followers love it. And she's like, well, the Twitter followers don't have to smell your
they
hair.
They can't smell. They can't smell
yeah.
your hair.
Well, it would be very interesting if we could contact the lead singer of
Down. Yeah.
And find out whether he regularly washes his hair or whether he just likes it like that.
You also, I should add this, that you pointed out when I said, I phoned my mum and I was like, oh, can you review this track? It's by Down. Mum then went, what, like the feathers?
That's a lovely response.
Great response.
Thank you so much for reviewing that track for us, Mrs. Dom. Would you like to give it a rating out of five?
Yeah.
Let's say five guitars. How many out?
Well, do you know, I actually surprised myself. I actually thought it was okay.
Yeah.
So what would you give it out of five?
I think I'm going to give it a 7.
A 7 out of 5. That is a great
seven
score.
Out of 7
yeah, out of 10. I'm sorry.
No, I'll go with 7 out of 5. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
No. I am then going to give it a 3.5.
3.5 out of 5. That's good. Thank you very, very much.
And he missed a half point for his hair.
Well, Phil Anselmo, if you're listening, you could have got 4 out of 5 from Joel's mum, but unfortunately, you should have used Head and Shoulders more regularly.
Exactly. Thanks very much,
mum. We'll be in contact with you again with a more offensive track. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
It's a pleasure. Bye.
That was sort of sounded like she was falling down a well.
Bye forever. Your mum is absolutely delightful.
Good.
But you have absolutely no idea how difficult it was as a prick. I am a prick. When your mum says, ease me in gently, to not say anything.
Thanks, Ed. You're a really good friend.
Let's put a track
on. Here's Gallows. Just a nice little outro.
Just
of strings
a
there.
Nice outro that we decided to miss out.
It's beautiful.
Gallows, Death Voices.
Voices.
But, I mean, that is on the album Grey Britain, which is their second album, and it is one of my favourite albums of all time.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fucking brilliant. It is that sort of, that snarling and that aggressive and that, it's just, it's such a good album.
It's very Sex Pistols-y.
Yeah,
it's
got
the
that,
same
it's got
feeling.
That vibe. It's got that snotty sort of...
Whenever you see pictures of them, he's like reaching over the crowd and sweating.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All
that's
like,
the original lead singer, Frank Carter, and then he's since left. And I've not heard a lot of their new stuff. I've just not gone to it because he was so amazing. He was such a heart of the band that it's taken me a time to get around to listen to it. But I will. Apparently, it's quite good. Mm. But they're a very different band now. It's the lead singer from, I believe he used to be on Alexis on Fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, crikey, rikey.
We've got a little chum on the phone, haven't we?
We have. We've got, I would say, our third wheel.
Our third wheel.
Is that a good phrase or
no,
a bad phrase?
No, it's not. Let's talk to him now. It's Simon Fielder.
Hello, Simon.
Hello.
Is third wheel a good or a bad thing to be?
No, but I mean, I definitely am a sort of perennial third wheel, fifth wheel, whatever you want to call it. I'm basically in the way and stopping you guys getting off with each other.
Well, let's make it a menage a trois, mate.
Because you're not in the studio today. We have just, during the songs, we've just been really getting off with each other and wanking each other off. I'm so tired.
The one day I can't make it in.
Yeah, but you couldn't make it in today. So you said, we'll speak on the phone. And then every time we've tried to get in contact with you, we're about to call you, you've gone, oh no, I can't do it now, I can't do it now, I can't do it now. What's happened, Simon? What's going on with your life?
I've just been gallivanting about town like a bloody success story. No, I just had to go from one end of London to the other, so I was underground the whole time, and then I had to go in to do a thing, and now I'm out of the thing, and now I'm just walking around Canary Wharf, really. Just making some deals, just making it happen.
Canary Wharf, I'd say, is one of the worst parts of London.
Yeah.
It's absolutely miserable. I hate it there.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly... it depends what your description of worst is, really, doesn't it? I mean, you're not going to get, like, you know, stabbed, but you'll certainly probably feel lonely.
Yeah, and there's just no culture there whatsoever.
I feel like...
No. Oh,
Simon, you've gone very windy.
Apologies. It can get windy. I'm near the sea.
That's it. That's the big sea.
The big old sea.
Yeah.
Big the sea. Canary Wharf.
Now, Si, we played a track earlier by a band that I know that you like, Issues.
Did you?
We did.
Oh.
One of my tracks.
What track was it?
What was it?
I don't know.
I can't remember what it was.
Fairly offensive. But I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would.
Oh, great news.
Does that mean I'm turning into you?
Well, I mean, it's the dream, isn't it, I suppose?
What, to turn into you?
Yeah, well, meet halfway at least. In a sort of high-five freeze frame.
Start wearing bow ties to award ceremonies.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, that Issues album has not got old yet, and I've listened to it a lot.
I mean, it's so Bieber.
Well, yes.
I mean,
I'm not
adverse to it. I thought it was fine. I listened to it. I'd put it on my list because...
God, Ed likes it more than you.
I genuinely think that might be the truth.
It's
yeah.
very strange for me because I'm just like, it just doesn't fit. I think it doesn't fit with me because I actually like Justin Bieber.
So Joel doesn't like it because they've made his favourite music too loud.
They've just ruined
like,
the beat.
Like, this would be great if there wasn't that shouting man
yeah.
all the time.
Oh, God.
Shouting man.
What's with all the heavy guitar rock?
Yeah, unbelievable.
They've
just
actually...
take out the guitars, leave the little beat, and leave that lovely, soulful croon.
Well, just leave the beauty in the beat, which is a great Bieber track.
Is that a genuine Bieber track? The beauty,
beauty
in the beat?
Beauty in the beat.
Oh, God.
Feet, Nicki Minaj.
It's also the name of an Edon album.
Really?
Indie hip-hop fans, yeah.
Justin Bieber will
be... From a long time before Bieber, I think.
Oh, Justin Bieber will be dead soon, though, right?
Oh, you would have thought so, yeah.
I mean, he's gonna die or go to prison for murdering a woman.
Yeah.
I think the likelihood is he'll go to prison for some sort of woman murder.
He's very like Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
He is! That's such a good reference!
I just thought of that. I can imagine him, like, crossbowing a lady.
Definitely! He's like Joffrey from Game of Thrones. One of us is gonna have
it.
To... Right, okay, I was about to give a major spoiler there, but I'm not going to do it.
Please
I'm not going to do
not
it, guys.
Do any spoilers.
I'm not. We're just going to say he's like Joffrey
he's
from
like
Game
Joffrey.
Of Thrones, and I'm not telling you anything.
Don't drink any wine.
Right, Joel's just
he's a bad MF.
Right, he is a bad MF indeed. We've been talking festival survival tips today, Simon. Are you a regular a regular festival goer?
Well, I was pretty late to the party on the old festival scene, but I've done a couple of Glastos. I went to Sonosphere.
Glastow's quite a big one to... It's not really dipping your toe in the water, is it? It's
I got to the point in my life where I was like, look, just do it once. It'll be a rite of passage. You've got to see what it's like.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to go to Glastonbury for like quite a while.
Because you're 62 now, aren't you?
I thought, I'm coming up on 68. Yeah, so that's I'll probably be dead.
That's
after
why it's
the
reasonable.
Year.
It's reasonable for you to wear a bow tie.
Yeah, yeah. Either how much bow tie chars there been today?
Very little. It's we save it for good. When you're
we
on.
We save it for you. I think so.
I feel like last time I didn't get to make my case for the bow tie. Which I'll just say this.
All right.
It was an award ceremony. So I made a bit of an effort.
Yeah.
It turns out it wasn't really much of an awards ceremony.
It was more a gig.
With the benefit of hindsight, it's more just like a gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
When you arrived wearing the bow tie, did at any point you feel stupid for wearing a bow tie?
No, I thought I'm just going to have to own this, otherwise my house of cards is going to come crashing down very quickly. Yeah.
I mean, you definitely owned it. No one really looked at you and thought he's borrowed that.
No, that is a bow tie that I've worn at least once before in my life. Back to the festival.
It was nice. It was nice. At least three people asked you to valet their car.
yeah, good stuff.
Angry, genuinely angry.
Serving soft scoop ice cream for a while afterwards.
During the interval, people were just like, have you got any wine gums?
Can I have a glacé cherry to put on top of my vanilla?
I was on roller boots serving hamburgers to people that are driving.
I genuinely bought some Heelys this week.
I mean, I can't believe John can stand here.
Let's focus on mocking that for a while.
That's definitely going to happen. I can't believe Joel can stand here and insult you for wearing a bow tie to an awards ceremony, and he bought some 14-year-old girls' shoes.
Well, I'm not standing here. Yeah,
do they even make them in adult sizes?
Yeah, do they? That was a lovely joke, Joel.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
Do they make adult sizes then, Joel?
I've got very small feet, and that's the idea.
How small are your feet?
Six.
What?
Six and a half.
What?
Are you serious?
Child size. It's fine, guys. I'm over it. It's fine.
Wow.
Because I've got all. I get the choice out of shoes that are half price, and some of them are lights on.
Yeah.
Or
you could just take 112 from outside a shop for no money, and then cut it in half.
Yeah, that's it. Have like a toeless or a heelless sandal. Yeah.
What size feet are you, Simon Ferrigan?
I'm size 9, FYI.
Standard man size.
Okay.
What size are you, Ed?
Are you going to download?
11.
Downloads
happen, Si. I'm going to Sonosphere.
Oh. Okay, bye.
What's the matter?
I thought download had not happened yet.
No, download was last weekend.
Did you have a ticket for download?
Oh, God, I can't keep track of when they all are.
No, so it's hard for 68-year-old mind, isn't it?
You just put your dicky bow on in the morning and you'll be fine. All right? Every morning I like to think of you waking up, stretching, popping your dicky bow on and looking at a picture of your wife who's dead.
He's very funny. Put your brother back on the phone. Put your brother
and
back
then
on
watching
the phone.
You, watching
Margaret,
your big, watching your
Margaret,
big breakfast
she's
DVDs.
Here.
I love you, Simon.
Yeah, you're the best, Simon. So, festival survival tips. What did you take to your first Glastonbury that you regret taking?
Oh, wow. I think I took a tiny fold-out chair.
And did you ever use it at any point?
Never. I've never sat on it. I did buy it in the pound shop, though, to be fair. Yeah.
So that gets like one.
I just
like,
kind of panicked and bought everything.
Everything in the pound shop.
Yeah, well, within reason.
Cans of chicken. What would you say? Top three things to take to a festival. What would you suggest? It's Syfield,
okay,
not including bow ties.
Let's start with the obvious.
Right.
So we're no bow tie.
No bow tie.
Okay, we're going to have to rearrange this quickly. Bog roll off.
Right, yeah. For wiping the arse.
No, for cleaning out your urethra after any sand or mud gets trapped.
Yeah, sure.
In there.
You have to make it into a sort of spine of tissue and then push it up.
Can I just say this? Does this happen
to
anyone?
You could also take pipe cleaners for that same reason.
Cleaners. Yeah, to clean out the inside of the dick.
Yeah, and then make it into a tiny worm and sell it to a child for a profit, which you could then spend on drugs and or alcohol.
You could make your dick pipe cleaner into a friendship bracelet for a girl.
Exactly.
Just give it to her, put it over her wrist and just like, this has been down my dick.
Yeah, you see all that. That's dick dust.
Yeah. That's the first one done.
So bog roll and or pipe cleaners for inside the dick.
Bog roll and or pipe cleaners.
Yeah.
The problem with me is I like, you know, I do enjoy a bit of cleanliness, so I'd probably suggest some sort of wipes or antibacterial hand sanitizer.
So far, you're turning up at the festival with bog roll, pipe cleaners, and wipes.
Yeah. Right. I'm basically like the handyman in case anything breaks.
You've got
a tiny
many...
screwdriver kit and a selection of Allen keys.
Just in case one of the bands has a flat pack stereo system.
Yes.
And third thing,
torch. I'm going to say torch
is a great one, actually.
So you've got a series of torches.
Otherwise,
a series
you're
of
never going to find the bogs.
Yeah.
Or indeed your wipes.
Yeah.
You need or you won't find the pipe cleaners, and you could lose it down there.
Yeah. So if you ever see Cy Fielder at a festival and you're in need of a wipe or any tissue-based thing, he has the complete collection.
Or if you're wanting to make
I've
a tiny
like
dog
a
out of a pipe cleaner.
Belt with them all on.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Simon
Fielder.
You can maybe come into the studio next time, or we'll just call you again last minute.
Yeah, probably just like let me know about 10 minutes before and then can come in if you want in 10 minutes.
Sure. We'll definitely do that.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
Time.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye.
Take care, Simon.
It was a bloody pleasure.
Bye. There you go. That's the fifth wheel that is Simon Fielder. And
he's fifth wheel now.
He's fifth.
Who are the other two people?
Amanda, the producer.
Yeah.
Coffee. Yeah.
Simon Fielder is as helpful to this show as coffee.
That's true.
Less helpful
because you need four wheels. The other one just sort of touches the ground when you go over.
Coffee keeps
bump.
Us awake. Simon Fielder's the absolute opposite. The stupid old man.
Bless his 68-year-old heart.
FUBAR.
There we go. That's the Amity Affliction.
Very Joel, I thought that was.
Thanks very much.
You picked it. It was very Joel. You were stood here dancing like the lead singer of POD, and it was quite frankly embarrassing.
I was alive.
I think because we've been talking about trying to go for a shit at a festival, we should rename that band the Amenity Affliction. I thought it was fun, but I just think it's the same. I've heard that so many times.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, just like, what?
I kind of feel like they should just release an album that's just one of them going, ditto. but no, it had its merits, didn't it? I enjoyed some of it. We've got an email, Joel.
We've got an email indeed. This is some more festival tips for you, Ed.
Great.
It's lovely. This is from, scroll down to the bottom, it is from Kayla.
Kayla, okay, Kayla. Let's hear him.
Right, to Ed and Joel. I have picked up a number of festival tips from attending Download and Sonosphere over the past few years.
Great, well, that's good because Sonosphere is the one I'm going to.
Good. And Download's just been.
Yeah, Download's just been happening. I wasn't there, but it's good to have the tips for next year if they have a lineup I like.
We should definitely festival together next year.
We should absolutely festival
together.
I think
we'd enjoy that.
I think next year, though, I'm going to go to Hellfest in France.
Oh, wow.
This year, they had the best lineup I've ever seen at any festival, and I decided not to go, and I do regret it.
Do they still have, like, Rock AM or Rock Am?
Rock Am Ring.
Is that still good?
In Germany and Nürburgring. Yeah, I think so. They have festivals all over Europe are awesome.
I feel like we should just go on a mission, like a pilgrimage.
Yeah.
And, like just walk with no shoes on the entire way.
Well, you'll be fine with that. Have your Heelys on.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. I've picked up a number of festival tips from attending Download and Sonosphere over the past few years. Most of them come from learning the hard way. And although I do enjoy camping, I don't think it should be the awful experience people make it out to be.
Sure,
thank
I agree.
You, Kayla. She's got a cut. She's numbered them beautifully.
That's what I like to hear.
Really well formatted.
Well done, Kayla. Straight away, Joel's picked up on your formatting. He enjoys it. Well done.
Number one.
I think I'm going to get your mum in to co-host this show rather than you.
Really?
Well, she was more into the heavy stuff and you're more into formatting.
Oh, well, you know, she's taught me well.
Yeah.
She's taught me well, right. I remember the day when my mum taught me how to sort of format a letter.
Do you genuinely remember that?
I do remember that day.
I love your childhood.
Take a roll of black bags. Should it rain, these will be a godsend.
In what way?
Shitting in them.
And because you only shit when it's raining, is that?
Yeah, of course.
Or clearing up bodies.
Doesn't everyone else
clearing up
that?
The drowned bodies?
Like Dexter, and then you just like drop them off the boat. Take a roll of black bags. Should it rain, these will be a godsend.
I can take it for sitting down
poncho
on.
Poncho based, I reckon.
Poncho or sitting down on.
Yeah, on sitting
if
down.
If you want to sit down, it's sort of like a pervy picnic rug, isn't it? Like an S&M picnic rug.
It's true.
Yeah.
Wipe clean.
Yeah, wipe clean. An S&M picnic would be on a black bag and you'd be eating fag ash.
That'd be brilliant, but you wouldn't be able to eat any of it. It would just go against the sort of the apple in your mouth.
Yeah.
You can also take one to sit down on whilst in the main arena.
There we go.
Answered your own question there. Thank you, Kayla. Number two, eat at least one burrito every day. I think these are awesome festival fuel. No messy, awkward plate to deal with.
Right. So she basically says, I like burritos. That's she's her next like, yeah, she likes burritos.
I think
right.
she, you know, she's actually is Chiquita.
I don't like burritos. Do you know she is the mysterious Chiquita. It's Chiquito, isn't it? So that would be a boy. She's Chiquita. She's
Chiquita.
Behind every great man, there is a great woman. And behind Chiquito, the head of the restaurant chain, there is Chiquita, a.k.a. Kayla, writing this email.
It's true.
Chiquito, maybe you should put some substandard chili con carne on your menu.
Behind every Burger King, there's a Burger Queen.
And they go to Joel's gym.
No messy, awkward plate to deal with. Done. Number three, Barocca. Helps you feel a little better if you've had one too many the night before and will boost your immune system.
One too many burritos.
And will boost your immune system to fight off those festival bugs.
I think that's good. I like Barocca.
Yeah.
Although it makes me wee a lot.
It does make wee a lot and a funny colour.
Yeah.
It's also like when you've got those communal urinals at festivals which sort of go...
Fences.
And you can go and then you can see your colour going through. You know, like... there's like, you know, like at the Amazon where those two different colours come together.
Yeah.
It's like
you can follow your piss on its journey.
You can follow it down.
Like poo sticks. Yeah. You go, I'm going to pee on that one and then I'm going to run to the end and wait for my pee to come down.
It's really fun.
It's so funny. You wouldn't want to see that coming through a fence, Barocca piss.
Yeah, exactly. Just like some sort of radioactive piss. If you pissed through the fence and actually went on the fence, would just do a hole like a laser through the fence.
He's had a pack of Barocca this morning. Yeah, he can cut wood with his dick juice.
Oh, great show today, Ed. Great show.
Nailed it today. Loads of dicks and piss and
so,
shit.
I mean, I think that holds up the house, like the foundations. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it.
I think the rest of it sort of builds around the piss and shit stories. Yeah. Buy a silly hat. This is number four. Buy a silly hat and wear it.
No, I'm not doing that.
Not really a survival tip, just a festival must.
No, it's not a must. I hate people who do that.
Mm.
If I see someone with a silly hat, I'm going to piss it off their head with my strong Barocca urine. I'm just spurting it around like I've got a crossbow dick.
Yeah. crossbow dick.
Yeah. That's my band name.
That's a great name for an Edinburgh show.
Yeah. Ed Gamble, crossbow dick.
I think I might do that.
What, Ed Gamble Crossbow Dick?
Yeah, I'm going to call
Joel Dommett in Ed Gamble Crossbow Dick.
I think that's great.
It's a great name for a show, mate.
I think you've got to do that. You've got to laugh at those sort of Edinburgh and sort of, you know, stuff like that. Right, here we go. Next one. Number five.
She's got another one. Wow, she's final, really... This final is great. One. This is a Bible.
Baby wipes! ! We've had this a lot on the show.
Yeah, we have. That seems to be the biggest tip that people are giving us today. Baby wipes.
Absolutely. The closest thing to being clean you will get unless you want to brave the showers. Even then, I'm not sure you'll be any cleaner.
The thing is, this is what I'm worried about, because the only festival I've stayed over properly at for the whole weekend is Latitude.
Mm.
And that's in the performers camping. And the showers are nice.
Fine, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's more the queuing I don't like for the showers.
I don't
showers.
Like queuing for a shower, but if you go at the right time of day, it's absolutely fine.
Just go when everyone else is absolutely hammered. Or even when you're hammered.
Yeah.
Having a shower when you're absolutely hammered is so fun.
Yeah.
Just kind of feel like you just sort of sing
some
songs.
It's like being on a log flume. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Just soaking... Great fun.
It's great.
You know what? I'm going to get pissed and go home and have a shower right now.
Oh, let's do this. Let's do it together, Ed.
What?
Nothing. So, have fun at Somersphere. I am not jealous. That may be a lie.
Right.
Thank you very much, Kayla.
Thank you, Kayla. And I'm going to use a lot of your tips, apart from the silly hat. Unless I get really drunk and have to go and buy a swimming hat to go in the shower for.
Have you ever worn a hairnet in the shower?
No, mate.
Nor have I. Always.
Doesn't sound true at all.
No.
No? I bet you have, haven't you?
I've done it out of curiosity.
Right. And how was it?
My hair was dry.
Put a song on, you idiot.
This is actually a request from a listener during the week. Who was it, Ed? Do you remember?
I think it was Bilal.
Bilal. Songs for Bilal. And this is Bone Machine by Pixies.
Let's hear it.